Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening from Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa. The Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team taking the floor for the first time in the 2012-2013 season with an exhibition matchup against Iowa State. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, we saw the Bearcat men's team do something similar earlier this week, opening up against a Division I school. Almost said Big 12 school because Missouri's just making that change. But the Northwest women matching up against a Big 12 school here tonight. Basically a chance to get out on the floor and see how things have gone in practice so far.
That it is. And for this year, a lot of things you want to see in this first matchup with Mark Ella coming in as the new head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's team. A chance, as he said a little bit earlier this week, to maybe get some things on tape that they can go back and review. And obviously you're going up not only against a top team in the Big 12, but really a team that's been playing on the national level in the Iowa State women, a team that's been making it into the NCAA tournament each year. And they like to play at the top of the Big 12 conferences as one of the premier women's conferences. So Northwest, a huge task ahead of them, but one that they can really kind of step back and see where they're at after tonight's game.
And talking about Coach Mark Kellogg, of course, his first year on the sidelines for Northwest Missouri State. Always an exciting time to see a changeover and see a new coach, although Coach Gene Steinmeier with a lot of wins as the Bearcat head coach. Pretty big shoes to fill, but it seems like with Coach Kellogg, his experience, his past, he looks like the right one for the job.
Yeah, I think so. He's come in, and I think that the players have been able to buy into the things he wants to do out on the floor. Obviously, a different coach with a little bit different philosophy on how to do things, and it takes a little bit of adjustment for the players to make that step to a new coach. But from everything that I've seen and heard, I think the players are buying into what he wants to do, and it's just going to be a matter of time to get them to go out and execute the type of things he wants on the basketball floor.
And with this Northwest Missouri State women's team, there's going to be a lot of familiar faces, a lot of players that saw action last year, but it is still a young basketball team.
Oh, it definitely is a very young team, and I think we'll see a player like Maggie Martin step up this season. She got a lot of playing time as a freshman a year ago, and we'll see her maybe step into a little bit more of a leadership role. Ashley Nelson, another one of those players that was very young a year ago, that more will be expected out of her, and really in the entire roster. They want to maybe continue to take some steps forward after being so young last year. Still young, but been a little bit experienced, and hopefully that as the season goes along this year, it's a team that we'll see take several steps as the year goes on.
The Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team taking the floor in exhibition play tonight against Iowa State. We'll be back with more from the Hilton Coliseum after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa, Northwest Missouri State's women's basketball team getting set to face Iowa State in this matchup here tonight. And taking a look at Iowa State, one thing, you know, when you go up against a Division II team, you're going to go up against players that are bigger, taller, faster, that sort of thing. But you look at this team, and there's a couple of players for Iowa State that are prospects for the WNBA, and one of those that might be a potential first-round pick in Chelsea Poppins, and that really tells you what kind of talent. This Iowa State team, not real deep, but they're really talented at the top.
Yeah, when you look at Chelsea Poppins coming off an All-Big 12 season last year, preseason All-Big 12 selection again, averaging double last season of over 14 points, 10 rebounds per game, as you mentioned, projected as a first-round WNBA player. And then you've got Holly Christofferson, who's coming back this year as well. And she was just second last year in the Big 12 in a three-point shooting percentage, so she can step out behind the arc and knock him down. Also a good rebounder, averaging about six boards a game. So those are two of the players that they're building around. And if you have to build around a couple players, those are two pretty good ones right there.
Yeah, and one thing that you do notice right away is the definite size advantage that Iowa State will have tonight.
Oh, no doubt about it. When you look out there, just up and down their lineup, a lot of players that have far more size than what Northwest has. And, of course, that's something that they'll have to contend with here tonight, and hopefully will pay off as you go into the NIAA against some teams that maybe a little bit smaller lineup, but there's still some speed in the NIAA, so hopefully a game like this can really help springboard them into a good conference season.
And it may sound a little bit weird, but a lot of times in these matchups, and I know men's coach Ben McCollum talked about this the other night, is they're going to expose a lot of things a lot quicker for this team. So for the Northwest women, they learn a lot about what needs to be worked on before you get into those games that will count toward your season record.
Yeah, I think a lot more comes out of a matchup like this than a matchup against a squad that you're going to be heavily featured in one of those early season non-conference games. So they will gain a lot out of this. They'll be able to go back and in the film room after this, put the game up on the board and show, here's what we've been trying to tell you all season in practice, where you need to be, and this is why you need to be there. And again, this will come out very early in this matchup tonight.
Northwest Missouri State and Iowa State, our women's matchup this evening here from Hilton Coliseum. And when we come back, we'll talk with the new head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Mark Kellogg. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1988 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Greg Riker, came to the Maryville campus from Liberty, Missouri, and says Northwest was a good fit for him.
It was the perfect size for me. The class sizes were right, and also the reputation of the School of Business. It had a great reputation, and I was looking to study in the business field, so both those things together all added up for a good choice for me.
Riker says he enjoyed being a part of the residential life on the Northwest campus.
The first 2 years that I spent living on campus in Phillips Hall, our floor was a group of guys who had really good relationships, and we did everything together, and really made a difference for me, feeling comfortable there, moving away from home. So real fortunate came out of that with some lifelong friendships, and still continue to talk to those folks today.
After graduation, Riker worked in economic development for 12 years, including 8 in Maryville at the Northwest Regional Council of Governments, before having a chance to work at Northwest Missouri State.
Worked in the University Advancement Department with the foundation, and fortunate enough to be part of the first campaign in the history of Northwest, and got to work with some great folks and work on projects like building the stadium and the scholarship initiative, and just had a great time there.
Riker has also worked at Avila University in Kansas City and is currently the Vice Chancellor of University Development for the University of Wisconsin La Crosse.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back in the pregame show before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Iowa State, joining us now is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. And coach, I'm sure this is a point that you've been kind of itching to get out and have an opponent, even with it being an exhibition. Just kind of talk about the road to get to this point, being your first year here.
Well, so far it's been pretty good. I mean, we have a long, long way to go. So it's one of those you're excited to get to it, but you already know coming into it how much more time we really do need. So they'll expose some stuff, and we understand that. And that's the reason you play these kinds of games, is to let them expose you. We won't play anybody bigger and faster and stronger all year, so they'll expose a lot. And we understand that coming in. And again, that's why we do it. So we'll be able to get it on film, go back, critique it, and then we have another one on Saturday. So that's the idea, is, you know, get prepared for Saturday to be the last dress rehearsal before the real thing, you know, a week from Friday.
When you got here, what's kind of been the process for you to familiarize yourself with the team, facilities, all that sort of stuff that comes along with being a new head coach?
Yeah, I've just kind of let it happen naturally, I guess. Don't try to make it happen. Don't force the issue. Same thing when you get to know players and people and the community and those kind of things, is I think that's going to happen. You want to be visible, though. You want to be out there. And just soak it up. Be a sponge. Soak up as much as you can. Ask a million questions is what we've tried to do along the way, just to get as much information as we can. And, yeah, I know a lot more now than I did 5.5, 6 months ago when I got this job. And then, obviously, in 6 more months, we'll have a lot better feel from the league to the players, to the community, and so on and so forth.
You mentioned that, you know, you got a long ways to go. But talk about your starting point, some of the players that you're hoping will step up early to help move the team along.
Yeah, I think we have quite a few. I mean, I think at the point guard becomes the, you know, usually the most important position. Right now we have Victoria Naylor and Monique Stevens both at that position, and they'll actually play Ashley Thayer there a little bit as a kind of the emergency third point guard. But Victoria's a really skilled player. You know, she just hasn't played a lot in her college career. She's bounced around, been to a few different places, but from just a skill standpoint, she's as talented as any player we probably have. We just got to corral her a little bit and let her understand it. And again, she's playing a difficult position. Ashley Thayer's been great as a senior. Alexis Bay has been tremendous so far, probably our best post player up to date. Timber Schekinger is going to be a really good freshman in this program, so I think we'll see a lot from her. Ashley Nelson's been steady. Annie Matthews, Maggie Marn, and all those guys, I mean, I think are going to be rotational kids. And then we've got a few more, about three more, that are kind of, we're trying to figure out exactly where they fit in, and that's what these games are for, as the lights come on, and let's see who can kind of step up and maybe elevate their game a little bit.
What style of basketball are fans going to see from your team this year?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I would love to get up and down. I don't know if we're, you know, going to play that way a ton. We're going to start playing the way we want to. Tonight will be the first time we kind of put it on the floor. So we'll run a little 2-2-1, you know, three-quarter court trap, although I don't know how much we're going to trap. We're just going to try to slow them down and take possessions away or time off the clock. And, you know, if we can get them into their half court with only 20 seconds on the shot clock instead of 30, that's the idea. Let's just defend for 20 and not try to defend people for 30. We'll play man. We'll play zone. We'll switch it up a ton just to keep offenses off balance for now. We've got some size. We can go big. We can go small. So we'll probably see some different lineups out there tonight. They're going to be huge. So we'll never see this again. But we at least got to keep playing the way we play to keep moving forward.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you. We need it.
That is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. We're back with more right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State University's Madrileers are preparing for an early November concert. Dr. Brian Lanier is the director of the chamber choir. Dr. Lanier talks of the variety of selections the Madrileers will be performing.
We're going to do a piece by Alice Parker, Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal, and then a piece by Dominic Argento called Gloria. I know that sounds like a standard title, but it's, of course, a unique setting of his from a larger piece from an opera that he did called The Mask of Angels. Next, we're going to do two pieces by Francis Poulenc. They're in Latin, so one of them is the Omnium Mysterium text, which tells about the birth of Christ and the mystery of that incarnation. And then the last one that we're going to do is the Hodie Christus Natus Est, basically is the celebratory piece that Christ is born. Next, we're doing a piece by Rossini called I Gondolieri, which is a kind of an operatic kind of piece, but not from an opera per se. It's just a piece that he composed along with a set of other pieces. Then we're going to do a piece called Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod. And of course, the text is by Eugene Field, who is a Missourian. And then finally, we'll end the program with a piece called Sing On, a Musical Toast by Gwyneth Walker.
Dr. Lanier says the choir will sing at Missouri Music Educator Association's 75th anniversary.
Since this is the 75th anniversary, they have waived that four-year rule. So basically, they opened it up to all the schools in the state, regardless of when their last appearance had been. And so I sent in materials for the choir again, and lo and behold, we got picked again for back-to-back years. So it's very special that we got picked again to go back there.
Dr. Lanier adds this will be the second consecutive year Northwest has been represented at this event. The concert will be Thursday, November 8th at 8 p.m. at the Charles Johnson Theater in the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building on Northwest Missouri State University's campus. For the Bearcat Radio Network, I'm Christian Grady reporting.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa, Northwest Missouri State and Iowa State in our women's matchup tonight as we look at the starting lineups. First for Northwest Missouri State and first-year head coach Mark Kellogg. Ashley Thayer is a 5'8" senior out of Prairie Village, Kansas. Last season, averaged 5 points and 1.5 rebounds a game for Northwest. Did hit 31 threes for the Cats. Ashley Nelson is a 5'9" sophomore guard out of Omaha, averaging 5.5 points and 3 rebounds a game for Northwest. Timber Schechinger, she is one of the new players, a freshman out of Manila, Iowa, 5'10" freshman. Also, Annie Matthews, a 5'10" sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, averages 5 points and 5 rebounds a game a year ago for Northwest. Maggie Martin is a 6'3" sophomore out of Stewart, Iowa. She averaged 7 points and led the team, pulling down 6 rebounds a game a year ago for Northwest. On the other side for Iowa State and head coach Bill Finley, Nikki Moody is a 5'8" sophomore out of Euless, Texas, averaged 10 points a game a season ago, one of the top scorers on this team last year. Allie Christofferson is a 6'3" junior from Hamlin, Iowa, averaged 10 points and 6 rebounds, hit 39% of her threes last year. She knocked down 40 of them for Iowa State. Bryn Williamson is a 5'11" sophomore out of Kansas City and Staley High School, averaged 6 points and 2 boards a game last season. Chelsea Poppins, the preseason All-American, a 6'2" senior out of Applington, Iowa, averaged 14 points and 11 rebounds a year ago, the only player in the Big 12 to average a double-double a season ago. Anna Prinz is a 6'7" senior out of Broomfield, Colorado. She averaged 8 points and 3 rebounds a game a year ago for Iowa State. There are your starters. Northwest Missouri State and Iowa State, our exhibition matchup tonight. We're back with the start of this contest after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131 or MarryvilleGlassandLock.com. KXCV KRNW has teamed up with students from Northwest Missouri State University's Student Athlete Advisory Committee to raise food and funding to fight hunger in our region. On Saturday, November 10th, prior to the Bearcat football game, Northwest students and KXCV KRNW staff members will be stationed at the entrance gates to Bearcat Stadium. Barrels will be in place for fans to drop off non-perishable food items, and cash donations will be accepted. Football fans are encouraged to donate one non-perishable food item or a single dollar as they enter the stadium.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa, the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team being introduced in front of a really good crowd. One thing that this women's basketball team at Iowa State does, even during exhibitions, is, boy, they draw well.
And you win the way they do, they tend to draw well, and they really appreciate women's basketball really in the state of Iowa, the high school level on up. And again, they've been coming out watching one of the top teams in the Big 12 the last several years. It's because Finley's really done a great job with this program. And again, this year, some good things expected out of the Cyclones.
Before we move on, let's pause here. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, even with the big crowd, there is some Bearcat green here tonight. I've met a couple of members of the Central Iowa Alumni Association based in Des Moines. They had a chance to come up. Neat opportunity for them, you know, with not a lot of games coming north of Maryville, most everything going south, east, and west.
Yeah, that is exactly right. Unfortunately for the state of Iowa, not a lot of Division II sports in the state of Iowa, so Northwest doesn't make the trip up this way. But from time to time, when Northwest has an exhibition with Iowa State, and the last several years on the women's side, they really come out and made an event out of it. And Central Iowa alumni group, very active alumni group, and it's nice that they have a chance to watch their team play, not have to travel too far tonight.
Northwest Missouri State women's team will be in action a couple of times this week. They will have another exhibition at Bearcat Arena. And now, schedule showing a 6 o'clock start. They have moved back that start time to 6:30 on Saturday night. Of course, a lot going on Saturday with the homecoming football game against Emporia State as well. Also, another game that has had the start time pushed back 30 minutes. So, guess for this weekend, just kind of set the schedule posters aside. There were a few changes that needed to be made, but hopefully everybody can take in both events.
Okay, the only thing starting on the scheduled time on Saturday will be the parade Saturday morning. And then, but you got a little extra time after the parade to get ready for Bearcat football.
The Northwest women huddling up out on the court before taking on Iowa State in an exhibition matchup here. A couple of Iowa Bearcats on the team getting a chance to be introduced here. Maggie Marnin, of course, the sophomore out of Stewart, Iowa. Denver Schechinger, one of the new Bearcats, a freshman out of Manila, Iowa. Coach Kellogg was telling me a story beforehand that she's been to basketball camp here at Iowa State, and one of her coaches the last time out was Chelsea Poppins, who she will now be playing against here tonight. So an interesting situation for her. And the two teams are out on the court. We're just about set to go here at Hilton Coliseum this evening. Maggie Marnin in the center circle across from Anna Prinz. And the tip will be controlled by Iowa State as they go left to right. Nikki Moody will work it over to the left wing. A three quickly on the way. Allie Kostoverson can't get the shot to go. The rebound and follow by Prinz. Missed and knocked out of bounds by Poppins. So Northwest Missouri State will get their first possession. Victoria Naylor will bring it up the floor for Northwest. She brings it across midcourt, works it over to Schechinger on the right wing. Schechinger guarded by Poppins. Now out to Naylor, top of the key, onto the right side. Ashley Nelson takes the three. That's off the back of the rim. The long rebound picked up by Poppins for Iowa State. Outlet up to the right side, Nikki Moody on the wing. Skip pass across to the left, Williamson. Dribbles to the free throw line, picks up the dribble, works it back left. Prinz will take a three. The 6'7 senior off the back of the rim. A rebound on the backside for Christofferson. She works it out, right wing three for Moody. This too strong. This time Poppins with a rebound, can't get it. Prinz with a board. Her follow is good, and offensive rebounds for Iowa State, helping them get the first 2 points of this ball game. Naylor picks up her dribble out between the circles, works it over to Nelson on the left wing. Nelson out to Schechinger at the top of the key, onto the right side for Naylor. Back out top it goes. Now stepping into the free throw line, Marnin with the jumper. She knocks it down. That'll tie the game at two. Just over a minute gone by. Some three-quarter court pressures. Coach Kellogg talked about they might use here tonight a little bit. Trying to slow Iowa State down. Moody dribbles through a couple of defenders. Works at left wing. Three for Williamson is good. Makes it a 5-2 game. Iowa State with the lead over Northwest. Schechinger in the right corner. She'll take one dribble, work it out to Naylor between the circles. Top of the key for Thayer. Thayer over to the right side. Marnin fakes on the three from the wing into the corner. Naylor, a drive along the baseline, up with the runner off the back of the rim. Anna Prinz with the rebound for Iowa State. She works the outlet ahead to Moody. Brings it top of the key, now leaves it out. Prinz will take another three, and that one off the right side of the rim. Poppins over the back of Schechinger, able to knock it loose. It goes to the floor. We'll have a held ball, and the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State.
One thing about Iowa State, and it's something you might not see ordinarily with them, IAA teams, is some of their taller players can step out on the arc and knock down some threes. We're seeing that early on in this one.
Anna Prinz at 6'7", last year hit 19 threes for this Iowa State team. Naylor works it over to the right wing, gets a screen from Marnin. Now down to the baseline, up with the 15-footer. Nothing but net for Victoria Naylor. Makes it a 5-4 game. Iowa State with the lead in the basketball. Some three-quarter court pressure from Northwest. And now to Prinz at midcourt, guarded by Thayer. Spins with it, wants to get rid of it. Takes a dribble, works it ahead on the right side. Gets it to Christofferson. Now out near midcourt, Moody. The point will get it to Poppins. Poppins with her toe on the arc, takes the shot, knocks it down, top of the key. Chelsea Poppins with her first 2 points, and it is a 7-4 lead for Iowa State. Almost 3 minutes into it here at Hilton Coliseum. Schechinger with it, top of the key, over to the right side for Marnin. Now on the wing, Naylor. Naylor will put it on the floor, double team, bounce pass into Marnin on the pick and roll. She bobbles it, picked up by Poppins, who is able to get rid of it. Out to Williamson, and Williamson works it ahead to Moody. Up the left sideline, Moody hesitates, now drives into the lane. Poppins, top of the key, a three, off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked away from Nelson, but chased down by Naylor. Cats with a chance to tie this trip down. Nelson down to the baseline, up with the runner. It is blocked away. Williamson comes up with it, gets the outlet to Moody. Across midcourt to the right wing. Skip across to the left wing. Christofferson now puts it on the floor. Goes on the drive. Stops to the left elbow. Out to the right side for Moody. Bounce pass inside Poppins. Up and over. Shot knocked away by Marnin. And Marnin's going to be called for a foul here. And she cannot believe it.
Still, I think a good defensive play by Marnin, stepping out and making it tough on the shot. I think one of the keys in a game such as this, when you go up against a D1 in an exhibition, trying to survive the first 5-10 minutes or so of the game, that was a tough task for the Northwest men on Monday. But so far here, I think Northwest women kind of handling things early on against a very good Iowa State.
First of two free throws for Chelsea Poppins is good. 3 points in the ball game for her. 8-4 the lead for Iowa State. 16:35 to play in the first half. And the second free throw is also good for Poppins. So it's a 5-point Iowa State lead. Northwest Missouri State with it. 16.5 to play in the first half. Schechinger with it on the right wing. Skip across to the left for Naylor. She'll launch a quick three. That's going to be too strong on the backside. Goes out of bounds underneath and will belong to Iowa State. Three-quarter court pressure again. Thayer and Naylor up, applying the pressure as the inbound comes to Moody. Now to work across to Williamson. Skip over to the left side. Christofferson on the wing with a three, and it's good. Allie Christofferson rattles it down. Her first points of the night, 12-4, the lead for the Cyclones. Northwest Missouri State with it, just over 16 minutes to play in the first half. Marnin. Between the circles, holds it above her head, works it left side. Nelson now on the backdoor cut underneath to Thayer. Thayer skips it across the baseline. Marnin with a 17-footer off the front of the rim. Rebound on the backside to Bryn Williamson. Outlet will go to Moody as Iowa State brings it left to right. Lob inside. Prin. Shot blocked away by Marnin. This time Marnin gets called for a foul. Probably a little more contact that time around on the foul by Marnin. That will be her second. And it will get Alexis Day off the bench for Northwest Missouri State after a timeout. 12-4, Iowa State's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 15:44 to play in the first half. We'll be back to Hilton Coliseum in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Ames, Iowa, the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team on the game court for the first time in this exhibition tonight against Iowa State. 12-4, the lead for the Cyclones, 15-44. To play in the first half, and not a bad start for Northwest. They've got some open looks that haven't fallen for them. Otherwise, you might see this a little bit closer ball game right now.
Yeah, I think overall, being able to run their offense, the shots just haven't fallen. Of course, with the height that Iowa State has, they're able to come up with some defensive rebounds right now, and out-rebounding Northwest 9-3 at the moment. One thing about Iowa State, not afraid to put it up from three-point range at 2 of 7 early on in this one. They haven't gone down, but I don't think that stops this Iowa State team too much. They'll just start shooting until they knock down those threes.
You mentioned a couple of those threes coming from Anna Prinz, the 6'7 senior. She's one of those that is a draft prospect for the WNBA once she is done with her career after this season. So a couple of potential professional players on this Iowa State team that Northwest is going up against tonight. Alexis Bay checked in during the break. Now Candace Bay, her twin sister, who has been a part of this team for three seasons, just too many injuries. She has not with the team this year, so she has decided to give up basketball. And after the timeout, Prinz steps to the free throw line. Her first of two is good.
Sometimes it's not worth risking more serious injuries, and she put together a fine career at Northwest.
Prinz now with 3 points in the ball game. It is a 13-4 lead for Iowa State. Second free throw for Prinz is up off the back of the rim. The rebound tipped around, and it will be chased on the far sideline by Nicole Blaskowski. Blaskowski will work it out to Amaya Bingley. Bingley will work it top of the key for Prinz. Now on to the left side for Blaskowski. To the top of the key, Moody. Moody backs it out, calls out the offense. Will work it top of the key, Christofferson. One dribble for her into the left corner. Prinz, she'll put up another three. That one's off the right side of the rim. The rebound tip goes out of bounds underneath and will belong to Iowa State. Iowa State very aggressive from behind on those rebounds to try to keep the ball alive, and they've been able to get some defensive rebounds because, or offensive rebounds because of that. Fallon Ellis checks into the lineup for the Cyclones. Over the left side, Amaya Bingley backs it out in front of Ashley Thayer. Now gets a screen. Works it over to the left baseline. Into the paint. Double team. Tries to kick a pass out. Alexis Bay got a fingertip on it. But it goes out of bounds and will belong to Iowa State. Now for Northwest. Annie Matthews will check in. The 5'10 sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. Takes the place of Maggie Marnin, who gets her first breather of the game. And an inbound coming on the left sideline. And now away from the ball, Alexis Bay, knocking Allie Christofferson to the floor, and Bay will be called for the foul.
Kind of a case where they kind of got their feet tangled up a little bit trying to get set for the inbound, and fortunately for Bay, getting called for the foul there.
So the inbound this time from the baseline into the left corner. A three on the way off the back of the rim from Bliskowski. Rebound chase to the floor. Thayer goes after it. Gets it out to the right side for Schechinger, who gives it for Naylor. Great hustle there by Ashley Thayer to get that board for Northwest. Naylor out between the circles. Dribbles it over to the right sideline. Now crosses over, brings it top of the key. Double team, gets rid of it. Schechinger will put up a three. Good! Kimber Schechinger with the three from the right side. Her first points as a Bearcat. It's a 13-7 game. Quickly up the floor on the left side is Bliskowski. Works it out to Moody between the circles. She'll lob it to the free throw line. Ellis squares, tries to lob it down low, overthrows the pass. It goes out of bounds looking for Hallie Christofferson. And Northwest Missouri State will get it back down by six. 14:25 to play in the first half. Naylor will work it over to the right side on the wing. Down to the baseline. Now leaves it down for Thayer. To the top of the key, Schechinger steps into another three off the front of the rim. Rebound for Nikki Moody. Iowa State brings it back the other way. Moody pushing it up the floor. Dribbles behind her back into the lane. Loses it. Schechinger comes up with the steal. She'll slow the pace. Let the defenders get by. Give it up for Naylor, the point guard. Victoria Naylor with a bounce pass inside to Matthews. Bobbled. Picked up on the left side by Amaya Bingley, who is then promptly fouled by Matthews. That'll be the first on Matthews, and Iowa State will inbound it. Fourth team foul against Northwest. We have not seen one called against Iowa State yet. Three-quarter court pressure from the Cats as the inbound comes to Moody. Moody brings it up the right side, lobs it over to the left. Bingley thought about the three, now drives to the baseline, stops, jumper from 10 off the back of the rim. Alexis Bay with a rebound for Northwest. 13-7 the lead for Iowa State. 13:40 to play in the first half. Naylor to Bay, top of the key, onto the left side for Thayer. Thayer works it back up top, Matthews over to the right, Naylor. She's got it on the wing there. We'll get a screen from Bay. Now his double team spins away from that, down to the corner, loses a handle on it, and it's picked up by Ellis. Ellis will give it up for Moody. Moody into the paint. Christofferson to the bucket, off the glass and good. Five for Christofferson, 15-7 the lead for Iowa State. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Thayer on the left wing. Lobs it for Matthews on the faked pick and roll, but overthrows the pass. It will go out of bounds on the baseline and go back to Iowa State with 13:07 to play in the first half. Monique Stevens will check in the lineup. Stevens, a 5'3 junior out of Australia, transfers into the program from Southeast Community College in Beatrice, Nebraska. Bryn Williamson checks back into the Iowa State lineup. Now up the floor on the right side, Bingley into the paint. Tries to take it coast to coast. Underhanded off the glass, no. Matthews the rebound for Northwest. Gets it out to Stevens. Stevens to the top of the key, Matthews. Holds it above her head, works it left side. Schechinger on the wing. To the baseline for Alexis Bay. She'll bring it out to Naylor. Naylor with it on the left wing, going against a man-to-man defense from Iowa State. On to the right wing, Schechinger. Back over to Naylor. Just left to the key. Out top. Takes the three. That one off left. She's getting the air ball chant. Wanted to try to quiet that chant. Throws up another, and that will give it back to Iowa State as Ashley Nelson checks back into the lineup for Northwest. So three-quarter court pressure again for the Cats as Iowa State looks to bring it up the floor. Amaya Bingley across the timeline left side. Picked up by Nelson. Working with it on the left wing, trying to direct some traffic from over there. Still dribbles with it. Gives it into Williamson. Williamson to the free throw line. A 15-footer by Christofferson. No good. Rebound Stevens. Ahead to Nelson. To the left wing. Fakes a pass. Now skips it across. Schechinger takes the three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound fought for and picked up by Iowa State. Hallie Christofferson out of there with it. 12 minutes to play in this first half. It's a 15-7 lead for the Cyclones. A three from the right wing. Sticks. Stuck between the rim and the backboard. They will go to the possession arrow, and it will also bring us to a timeout. With 11:59 to play in the first half, 15-7, the Iowa State women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa, in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. KZLX, Northwest Missouri State University's student-operated radio station, is a finalist for three national broadcasting awards. KZLX is recognized in the categories of Station of the Year and Best Radio Sportscast. Pinnacle Award winners will be announced at the 91st Annual Associated Collegiate Press College Media Association National College Media Convention in Chicago. Additionally, KZLX Reporting of Hospice, Waiting on a Loved One to Die, is a finalist for a 2012 College Broadcasters Award for Best Documentary Public Affairs for Radio.
Back in Ames, Iowa, Northwest Missouri State women trailing Iowa State 15-7 with 11:59 to play in the first half of this exhibition. We mentioned in the pregame, the Northwest women will be back on the court at Bearcat Arena. First basketball game at Bearcat Arena, an exhibition on Saturday. They will have a 6:30 ball game. It says 6 on the schedule, but it is a 6:30 start on Saturday. Should give you enough time to take in the football game on Saturday afternoon and then get over to see this Bearcat women's basketball team for the first time this season as they Cats off to a solid start. I still really, even though they're trailing by 8, like the way they're playing here early.
Yeah, they haven't been intimidated by Iowa State at all. One of the things that Coach Kelleher talked about a little bit earlier this weekend, I think during that last time when he brought Ashley, or Victoria Naylor, that is, over to the sideline, is a shot selection. He's been talking to his team about the importance of taking good shots and sometimes passing up a good shot for a great shot. And I think he would like to see Northwest offensively maybe work the ball around a little bit more and get that better shot on offense as they match up with Iowa State here.
11:59 to play in the half. Out of the timeout, it'll be Iowa State basketball. Cole Bleskowski inbounds it into the left corner. Bryn Williamson with the three, no good. Rebound for Poppins. She'll kick it out to Williamson on the left side. She's got it on the wing. Looking top of the key, gets it for Poppins. Over to the right side, Bleskowski. Bleskowski with one dribble, now between the circles for Bingley. Bingley works it on the left side, gets it on the wing for Williamson. Skip across to the right, going up, bringing it down with Bleskowski. 10 on the shot clock as she works it over to the left side for Bingley. Bingley to the top of the key. On to the left side of the wing, Williamson launches the three. That one's no good. Good block out inside by Alexis Bay. She gets the board. Monique Stevens with the basketball. Stops out to the top of the key. Works it over to the right. Now back left. Nelson on the wing. Nelson to the free throw line. Kicks it over to Stevens. Ball through her hands, but Schechinger picks it up. Near the right sideline, she goes on the drive. Out to Nelson. Left side, a three on the way. It's off the back of the rim. Chelsea Poppins with a rebound for Iowa State. Outlet goes to Amaya Bingley. Bingley will bring it across the timeline. Now work it on the right wing. Bleskowski back to Bingley. Now to Poppins. Over to Williamson on the left wing. Back out between the circles for Bingley. Bingley will work it to the right side. Gets it over there for Bleskowski. Now around to the left for Williamson. She's got it on the wing. To the top of the key for Bingley. 7 on the shot clock. Bingley goes on the drive. Up with a shot. Get off the glass. Maya Bingley with her first points. 17-7 the lead for Iowa State. Their first double-digit lead of this game. 10:30 to play in the first half. Monique Stevens with it for Northwest Missouri State. Onto the right side for Schechinger. On the wing to Nelson. Top of the key. Nelson with one dribble. Works it to Matthews on the right wing. Into the corner for Schechinger. Now out to Stevens. Fakes left, goes right, spins into the lane, bobbles it, kicks it out to Bay. Three-pointer rattles out. Rebound inside for Amaya Bingley for Iowa State. Across midcourt she comes. Chelsea Poppins. Poppins looking inside. Wanted to go to Amanda Zimmerman. Can't. Now around to the top of the key and back over to the right wing. Bleskowski with it. Gets a pick from Zimmerman. 15 on the shot clock. Over to the left side of the wing, Williamson. Williamson skips it out to the right side for Bleskowski. Knocked loose. Nelson dives after it. Bleskowski up with it. Gives it to Zimmerman. On to the left side. Williamson forced to take a three. It rattles out. Rebound and follow. No good for Chelsea Poppins, but she draws a foul and will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Alexis Bay called for her second foul for Northwest Missouri State. Five fouls against Northwest. We have not seen one called against Iowa State yet. And Poppins steps to the free throw line to shoot two. She's hit her other two attempts so far. 4 points in this ball game. And the first one is good. She was a first team All Big 12 player last year, an honorable mention All American. We mentioned she was the only player in the Big 12 to average a double double a year ago, scoring 14 points and pulling down 11 rebounds a game. Merritt E. Scott checks into the lineup along with Maggie Marnin for Northwest. Second free throw goes for Poppins as well. 19-7 the lead for Iowa State. 9:39 to play in the first half. Marnin with it inside the arc on the right wing. Out top of the key, Stevens. Stevens puts it on the floor, works it to the right for Nelson. Up with the 17-footer, and it's good for Ashley Nelson. Nelson with her first points of the season, and it's a 10-point game. Iowa State with the lead in the basketball. Long pass ahead on the right side. A three on the wing from Blaskowski. Bounces off the rim a couple of times. No good. Stevens will come out of there with the rebound. Now across midcourt to the right side. Scott. Scott over Poppins off the glass. No. Rebound for Amaya Bingley. Coach Kellogg surprised that we haven't seen any foul calls against Iowa State. A lot of contact. Now Poppins with a 15-footer. Banks it from the free throw line. It's good for Poppins. That's 8 points for her. And it's a 21-9 lead for Iowa State. Stevens out top of the key for Matthews. Matthews with one dribble to Marnin on the right wing. Marnin over to the left side for Scott to Matthews. Out top of the key, Stevens through her hands. She goes to the floor, beats out Bingley to the basketball, works it right side to Nelson. Nelson skips to the left. Stevens puts up a three on the wing. In and out, won't go. Rebound for Poppins for Iowa State. Gives it up for Amaya Bingley. 8:25 to play in the half. Bingley with it at the top of the key. Now to Poppins. Poppins starts a drive, kicks it out right side. Blaskowski back into Poppins. Up with the runner from 10. Off the front of the rim, no good. Merritt E. Scott the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Stevens. She'll work it ahead to Matthews. Down the left side of the lane. Spins up with the shot. It's good off the glass, but a travel call against Annie Matthews. Will give the basketball back to Iowa State.
Nice little move going through the lane. Just unfortunately moved the pivot foot a little bit, making that spin move, and gets called for the travel.
8:05 to play in the first half. Bingley brings it across midcourt. Stevens will pick her up. Dribbling with it on the right wing. Continuing to dribble. Now spins. Fires it, gets it on the right wing for Zimmerman. Lob pass inside, Poppins hook shot off the glass, no. Merritt E. Scott the rebound for Northwest. 21-9 the lead for Iowa State, 7:45 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State with it. Merritt E. Scott right wing three won't go. The air ball out of bounds underneath. And it will go back to Iowa State after a timeout. 7:38 to play in the first half. It's a 21-9 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing Iowa State. We'll be back to Hilton Coliseum in Ames after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Back in Ames, Iowa, 21-9, the lead for Iowa State over the Northwest Missouri State women, 7:38 to play in the first half. Before we get back to action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. John, as we look at some of the numbers, really both teams kind of struggling a little bit shooting so far in this one.
Yeah, you look at three-point shooting. Iowa State knocked down a couple earlier. They're just 2 of 13 from three-point range right now. Northwest 1 of 9 from there. And as a team overall, Northwest 4 of 17, 24%. And for Iowa State shooting just 27%. They're 7 of 26. Really one of the big differences right now on the boards. Iowa State out-rebounding Northwest by 10, 21-11.
And I don't think that's a big surprise. I think the number that might be a little bit too big in that category is those offensive rebounds for Iowa State.
Yeah, 8 offensive rebounds for Iowa State. And Northwest yet to get an offensive board.
Iowa State with the basketball coming out of the timeout. 7:35 to play in the first half. Ball knocked away. Merritt E. Scott nearly got it away from Ellie Argenbright. Argenbright with it out near midcourt. Between the circles, now guarded by Victoria Naylor. Over to the left side for Ashley Hagedorn. Hagenbright now back over to Hagedorn. Left wing three on the way, off the back of the rim, off the top of the backboard, tipped around. Marnin goes to the floor. It's knocked away from her, but goes right to Ashley Nelson. Ahead to Meredith Scott, the ball off of her heel and out of bounds. Diving after it was Bryn Williamson, but she didn't get to it before it went out of bounds, so it will belong to Iowa State. 21-9 the lead for the Cyclones. Across midcourt comes Ellie Argenbright. Argenbright will work it between the circles for Williamson. Now over to the left wing, Hagedorn. To Prinz at the free throw line. Shot blocked by Meredith Scott. The rebound, though, to the floor. Picked up by Christofferson. Top of the key for Williamson. Works it over to the left side, right side, rather. Tried to get a pass to Argenbright. It goes out of bounds into the Bearcat bench, and Northwest Missouri State will get it back. 12-point lead for Iowa State. 6:48 to play in the first half. Victoria Naylor works it over to the left wing on the dribble. Now gets a screen for Matthews, brings it to the top of the key. On to the left side for Nelson. Back to Naylor, takes a dribble. 15-footer on the way, good for Naylor. 4 points for Victoria Naylor. 21-11, Iowa State with the lead in the basketball. Three-quarter court pressure broken by the Cyclones. Over to the right side, Agron-Bright with it. To the right wing, picks up the dribble, gets it into Prinz. A low pass, out top of the key now for Williamson. On to Agron-Bright on the right side to the baseline. Double team on Christofferson. Gets out of it to the wing. A three from Williamson off the front of the rim. Meredith Scott with the long rebound. Gives it up to Nelson. Now to Naylor on the right side. She'll bring it up the sideline. Work it to Marnin, top of the key. On to the left side for Meredith Scott. Out to the wing, Nelson. Top of the key for Marnin. Over to the right, Naylor. Under 6 minutes to play in the first half. Pass works right side for Matthews. Now to Naylor. Naylor fakes on the three, gives it to Scott. Left side, Nelson, eight on the shot clock. Over to the right for Marnin. Marnin back to Nelson. Nelson fakes, three on the shot clock. Inside, Matthews, a dribble, and she won't get it off in time. So the shot clock violation will give it back to Iowa State with 5:41 to play in the first half. We have seen some long defensive stands by both teams in this first half. 21-11 game, Iowa State with the lead in the basketball. Agron-Bright works it over to the right side for Williamson on the wing. Down to Prinz on the baseline. Back out to Agron-Bright, top of the key, inside, cutting through. Christofferson travels with the basketball, turns it over to Northwest Missouri State. 5:25 to play in the first half. Timber Schechinger checks back into the lineup. Annie Matthews to the sideline. 5:25 to play in this first half. Naylor will bring it across midcourt. Works it over to the left for Schechinger. Now to Naylor on the right wing. Looking inside at Marnin. Nothing there. Pass out top for Scott. Left side Nelson in the corner. Schechinger. Now to Nelson on the wing. To Marnin, baseline right. She takes a dribble to the top of the key. Meredith Scott with a 17-footer off the front of the rim. Out of bounds underneath. And it will belong to Iowa State.
It's unfortunate. Northwest got some good ball movement that trip down the floor. Working the ball at Iowa State's defense. It got a good look at the bucket. Just couldn't get it to fall at the end.
Ashley Thayer into the lineup, replacing Meredith Scott. And Iowa State with it. Prinz takes a pass at midcourt to break the three-quarter court pressure. Dribbles across the timeline. Now leaves it out for Agron-Bright. Agron-Bright with a bounce pass to the high post. Gets it for Christofferson. Down low to Prinz off of her hands and out of bounds. And it will go back to Northwest Missouri State. Cats hanging around here. 21-11 the lead for Iowa State. 4:48 to play in the first half. They can get a couple of these shots to go down that they're finding. This could become a game. Naylor with it on the left wing. Out to the top of the key, Nelson. Nelson over to the right side. Gets it to Thayer. Into the corner, Schechinger. Schechinger with a dribble to Marnin. She has to tip the ball and chase it down. Skips it over to the left side for Naylor. 10 on the shot clock. Naylor with a dribble to Marnin. Top of the key, Nelson. Right wing three. May have been partially blocked. It's off the front of the rim. And the rebound to Iowa State. Hagedorn comes out of there with it between the circles. Long bounce pass goes into the backcourt. It may have been tipped. It was by Naylor. Chased down by Agron-Bright. Over to the left side of the wing, Williamson. She'll dribble it to the top of the key. Leave it for Agron-Bright. Now over to the left wing to the free throw line for Christofferson. On to the right, Hagedorn. Into the corner, Christofferson brings it up top of the key. Four on the shot clock. Now out to Williamson on the drive. The runner off the front of the rim. Got her own rebound. The follow off the glass is good for Bryn Williamson. 5 points for her. 23-11 the lead for Iowa State. 3:43 to play in the first half. Naylor on the drive. Stops. Jumper from eight off the back of the rim. Anna Prinz with the rebound. Gets the outlet ahead right side. Now down court. Running the floor. Christofferson blows the layup, but the rebound for Williamson. into Christofferson, trying to go up with the shot, is going to draw the foul, as Maggie Marnin and Timber Schekinger were both there defensively for Northwest. Marnin is the one that will be called for the foul. That is going to be the second foul against Marnin, and it brings us to another timeout. 3:27 to play in the first half, 23-11. The lead for Iowa State over the Northwest Missouri State women. And I think so far a pretty good debut. One thing I like is how the Northwest women are playing some physical basketball here against Iowa State.
They haven't been intimidated at all, and even with the size advantage inside, you're seeing Northwest do a good job blocking out. The problem is with the height that Iowa State has, they've been kind of reaching over and tipping the ball away some on some offensive rebounds and keeping the ball alive. But outside of that, really, you can't fault Northwest in anything except the shots not going down. They've been running their offense, getting some good looks at the basket. They just haven't falling, and if you're not counting a couple of those, you're looking at a little bit different scenario right now, even though Northwest still in this ball game, but still things could be a lot tighter if Northwest offensively gets some shots to fall.
Coach Kellogg still a little bit frustrated. As you take a look at the scoreboard, we've seen 16 fouls called against Northwest, nothing yet against Iowa State. We haven't seen a lot of difference in play at either end of the floor. I think we probably have seen more fouls committed by Northwest, but maybe not quite that drastic of a difference.
Well, you're going into a Division I place, so sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Coming
up this weekend, we've got a lot of action for you along the Bearcat Radio Network. Homecoming football game, which we'll talk a little bit more about coming up at the half as Northwest Missouri State takes on Emporia State. On Saturday afternoon, after a very strong performance on the road at Washburn to close out the month of October, what was a very long month of October, especially in terms of miles for Northwest Missouri State, but it'll be nice to see them get back at home this weekend.
Yeah, I think they deserve some frequent traveler miles somewhere along the line, because that was just kind of brutal. Now, of course, one of the games was the Arrowhead game, which was a Northwest home game technically, but that was hosted down at Arrowhead Stadium, so that meant all the games played outside of Maryville. And I think that the coaching staff had set was a goal for the month of October to go undefeated. In October, they were able to accomplish that, and it sets them into pretty good shape for the final two games of the year coming up with Emporia State on Saturday, and then, of course, the next week, the matchup with Missouri Western.
3:27 to play in the first half of this women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Iowa State. The Cyclones with a 23-11 lead over Northwest. Bearcats out there with Ashley Nelson, Timber Schekinger, Victoria Naylor, Ashley Thayer, and Maggie Marnin. Iowa State will have the ball coming out of the break as the inbound comes from the baseline left into the corner. Poppins with a 17-footer, no good. Rebound, though, on the backside for Fallon Ellis. Ellis out to Bliskowski. Now to Ellis in the paint. Dribbles across the lane. Goes up with the shot. No good. And a foul called against Northwest will send Ellis to the free throw line. This one against Maggie Marnin. And that's three against Marnin. And it will send Fallon Ellis, sophomore out of Missouri City, Texas, to the free throw line to shoot two. First one off the back of the rim. Alexis Bay will come into the lineup. Bay battling a sore ankle, rolled the right ankle, was out here before everybody trying to get it loosened up a little bit, see if she'd be able to play tonight. Wasn't in the starting lineup, but has seen some action as Ellis knocks down the second free throw for her first point of the game. 24-11, the lead for Iowa State. 3:12 to play in the first half. On the right side, Schekinger skips it across to Naylor to the left wing. Top of the key, Schekinger, three on the way. That one misses to the left and goes out of bounds underneath. We have seen several air balls for Northwest. Maybe a little bit that, the adjustment to the shooting background to a different feel here at Hilton Coliseum. But, again, some open looks that the Cats have had that they just haven't been able to knock down. Iowa State with it at the free throw line. Ellis spins, kicks it out. Moody with the three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Schekinger. Gets it out to Naylor. Now over to the left side. Nelson, skip across to Thayer on the right wing. Top of the key, Naylor. Left side, Nelson. Into Bay. Bay double team, gives it up. Nelson open, a three on the way, off the left side of the rim. And the rebound on the baseline for Iowa State. Amaya Bingley brings it up the floor. Down the right side of the lane, knocked away from behind by Naylor. Thayer goes to the floor after it. Bingley on the floor after it. A held ball in the possession arrow. We'll give it to Northwest Missouri State.
Good hustle going after the loose ball on the floor.
2:27 to play in the first half. 24-11, the lead for Iowa State. Victoria Naylor brings it up the floor for the Cats. Now between the circles, gets a screen from Schechinger. Over to the right wing, leaves it down for Thayer. Thayer to Bay, top of the key. Back over to Thayer on the right wing. Now top of the key, Naylor. Baked left, went right, cut off. Gets it out to Schechinger, left wing. Kember Schechinger with a couple of dribbles in the right corner. Thayer, a quick three on the way off the right side of the rim. Rebound underneath is Nicole Blakowski for Iowa State. Blakowski with it on the right wing. Skips it out between the circles. Poppins brings it down. Works it left side for Moody. Goes on the drive to the baseline. Dribbles off her leg and out of bounds. Northwest is playing well defensively. Again, just not turning it into points at the other end.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I think if you would talk to the coaching staff before this game and said that with about a minute and a half left in the first half, you felt Iowa State to just 24 points, you'd be satisfied with that.
Now drive, kick out Nelson to Schechinger. Left corner three off the right side of the rim. The rebound tipped by Poppins. Picked up by Blaskowski. Gets it out to Moody. On the right wing, Moody expires the dribble, looking inside for Poppins. Not there. Top of the key, Ellis. Ellis will leave it over on the left side. Bingley to the free throw line. On to Ellis. Left side three. Off the left side of the rim. And a rebound for Nicky Moody. Another offensive board into Poppins. Knocked away from behind by Schechinger. Goes out of bounds on the baseline, and an inbound coming for Iowa State with 1:15 to play in the first half.
Schechinger did a good job recognizing the play coming inside, was able to get there and knock that ball out of bounds.
The inbound coming on the baseline from Nicky Moody into the right corner, Blaskowski. Out to Poppins. Wanted to go left with it, can't, holding on to it. Now gets the bounce pass to Moody. Moody will set the offense for the Cyclones. Works it on the right wing. Down to the baseline. Jump stop. Double team. Into the left corner. Three from Blaskowski is good. First points of the game for Blaskowski. And it's a 27-11 lead for Iowa State. Under a minute to play in the first half. Left side Thayer with it for Northwest Missouri State to Nelson. Kick back out for Thayer. Now to Schechinger. On to the right side Naylor. To Nelson, top of the key. 40 seconds to play in the half. Left side there on the drive. Kick out. Schechinger, a three from the corner. Off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped into the top of the key. Blaskowski comes down with it. Works it over to the left side for Moody. She'll bring it up the floor to the left wing. 26 seconds to play. Top of the key. Poppins, a three is good. Chelsea Poppins with 11 first half points, her first three of the game. Northwest pushes it up the floor. Alexis Bay fouled from behind, and this, the first foul of the game against Iowa State. And it'll be Chelsea Poppins called for the foul. So an inbound for Northwest on the baseline left. That first foul coming with 16 seconds to play in the half. Victoria Naylor inbounds it to Bay. Out to the wing, Nelson. To Naylor in the corner. Drive. A runner on the baseline. Hits the side of the backboard. And the rebound to Nicky Moody. 8 seconds on the clock. Moody goes on the drive. Up with the runner. Off the glass. No. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Poppins. Northwest will get... Are they going to call that to Iowa State? It looks like they're going to give that to Iowa State, despite Chelsea Poppins flying in from behind and knocked that ball away. I think that's a situation where when we get into Division II play, it's probably A, going to be a foul call, but B, the ball knocked out by Poppins, but Iowa State will get the opportunity here with just under 4 seconds to play in the half.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Iowa State calls the timeout, trying to get a inbound play set up to try to get a score here. They've put some late points on the board here. I think overall Northwest has played strong defensively. The Cats have been sitting on 11 points for a while. They've gotten several open looks. Shooting has just been a bit of a struggle for the Cats. They have been on this 11-point mark for about the last 6 minutes or so of the ballgame.
Yeah, Northwest right now is just 5 of 27 from the field. That's just a little bit over 18%.
3.7 seconds on the clock. Moody will step out to inbound it for Iowa State. And looking to inbound in the paint instead into the left corner. Ellis with a three blocked away by Schechinger. Goes out of bounds on the baseline. 1.7 seconds to play in the half. And an inbound coming for Iowa State, this time on the left side as Amaya Bingley will step out to inbound. Looking in the paint. Bounce pass into Moody. Shot by Moody. No good. And that's how this first half will end. 30-11, Iowa State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women as the teams head into the locker rooms here for the half at the Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Ames in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back in Ames, Iowa, the Northwest Missouri State women opening up the exhibition season tonight. They've got another exhibition at home on Saturday night, but a 30-11 lead for Iowa State, and Iowa State a very strong team, and I don't think it's that they're backing off at all. They're really trying to play hard. Northwest defensively has kept that ball out on the perimeter quite a bit of this first half.
Yeah, that they have, and the biggest difference at the rebounding inside, where Iowa State with the size able to, even when they've been blocked out inside, reach up over, tip the ball away, and keep things in play where they can come up with a board and then a bucket inside. And in the last 12:58 of that first half, Iowa State on a bit of a run. They're now scoring Northwest 17-4 at that point, but really they've had to work hard to get their shots.
And when you look at the other end for the Northwest women, they've moved the ball around to get some shots. I think early in the game they weren't moving the ball quite as well, but adjusted, moved it around, have gotten some looks, but boy, they have just found it hard to get up around that rim.
I think some of that has to do with the quickness that Iowa State has, where even when they don't have to, they're anticipating maybe have a hand in their face and they're rushing their shots just a little bit, or to try to shoot it over some of the height that Iowa State has. So I think the biggest key right now, Northwest just needs to take the shots that they have and not rush things a little bit. Just go through their normal shooting motion and see what happens there. And I think if they do that, maybe some better things will happen in the second half.
Northwest Missouri State women trailing 30-11 at the half here at the Hilton Coliseum. We're back with more from Ames after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Back at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa, 30-11 the lead for the Iowa State women's basketball team over Northwest Missouri State. And for Northwest men, they started off their exhibition season a little bit earlier this week, and they matched up against the University of Missouri. And a slow start there for the men's team, but I really like once they settled down and got into the second half of that game, played much better basketball in the second half than they did in the first.
They did. They were only outscored by 1 point in the second half to a Missouri team that's expected to be one of the top teams in the nation, nationally ranked coming in, and despite the fact that they're going through quite a transition with their roster. Only, I think, three players back off of last year's team. But, boy, they brought in some transfers that really look impressive, and they're going to win their share of games. And Northwest, especially to say in the second half, held their own with a very good Missouri Tiger team. It's just that first 5-10 minutes of the game where they really put on an intense pressure, and with the crowd behind them, got some things going, and it just took Northwest a little while to settle down. But once they settled down and started playing their type of game, they really helped out with the Tigers on Monday.
And it really looked like a Northwest basketball team that's got a lot of potential to win a lot of basketball games, even though the pressure's kind of on this year compared to last year, especially.
Yeah, they won't be sneaking up on anybody. I'm not real sure how much they snuck up on teams last year after opening up with a win over UMKC and playing well against the University of Iowa in that exhibition. But I think a lot of it's expected on them throughout the conference. And it should be a heck of a conference race. You look at the top there with Washburn with Central, with Northwest. I think three of the teams expected to fight it out before share the conference title or title outright. So it'll be interesting to see how things play out. But I think Vance, who made the trip down to Columbia, and the ones that will be watching this team at home with some of the early home games, are going to like what they see out of the Bearcat men's basketball team. And it should be another exciting game.
The Northwest Missouri State women here in their first exhibition game, first of two this week, down 30-11 to Iowa State. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, the Northwest Missouri State football team has their homecoming ball game coming up this weekend. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors, with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa, a lead for Iowa State over the Northwest Missouri State women here at the half, 30-11. As we mentioned before the break, the Northwest Missouri State football team matching up against Emporia State this weekend, and that really making for an interesting matchup, not only because both teams with just one loss in conference play coming into it, but it'll be interesting to see how Emporia State bounces back. Their last game was their first loss of the season. They've been sitting on that loss for 10 days because it was a Thursday night game and a blowout against Missouri Western at home. So they're really going to be fired up to come back out on Saturday.
Yeah, almost kind of cruel to have to wait that long to get back onto the field after such a tough loss for the Hornets. Hornets doing a lot of good things offensively and as well as a pretty steady defensive team. But Northwest coming in with some momentum, a very strong month of October for the Northwest football team. And look at these final two games, a lot riding on these two games for all the teams involved here. You got, as you mentioned, Emporia State with just one loss, Northwest one loss. Missouri Western matches up with Washburn, Missouri Western one loss. So a lot to be coming down to these final two games, and a lot riding on that. And I think Northwest coming in feeling like they're playing as good a football as they've played all season long, so it should be, again, a good matchup on Saturday.
And you want to say it's a potential trap-type game this weekend because of Missouri Western the next week, and Western being as good as they are. But I think the good thing is Emporia State has played good enough football this year that hopefully that'll keep the guys on their toes and let them know you got to be ready for this week before you get ready for next week.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what some of the players have been talking about, that they're glad that it is an Emporia State team where they have to be on their game to come up with a win on Saturday, so they can't afford to look ahead toward that Missouri Western matchup looming the week after that. So I think the schedule works out well in that respect, and it really should be a fun game on Saturday.
Well, the Bearcats hoping to continue what right now is the longest winning streak in the MIAA at 7 games, and they're going to have a tough task when they match up against Emporia State on Saturday afternoon. Again, that has been moved back to a 2:30 kickoff. So we'll be on the air along the Bearcat Radio Network with Bearcat Game Day at 1:30 Saturday afternoon. And then Saturday evening, the Northwest women will be at Bearcat Arena for their second of their two exhibitions this week and this season. In the first of the exhibitions, it's 30-11, Iowa State with the lead over the Northwest women. When we come back, we'll look at some of the stats from the first half. We do that after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. 19 members of Northwest Missouri State University Sigma Alpha Agriculture Sorority traveled to the organization's national convention October 11th through 13th in Omaha, Nebraska, where the chapter and several individual members were recognized for their achievements. Northwest Alpha Beta Chapter of the Sigma Alpha National Sorority is one of 56 throughout the nation that are eligible for recognition. At the convention, four Alpha Beta members were recognized as Emerald Scholars. These individuals have a cumulative GPA of 3.75.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa, as we look at some of the statistics from the first half of this one. For Northwest, 4 points out of Victoria Naylor leading the way. 3 points for Timber Schenkinger. She was one of six from the field, all of those attempts coming from three-point range. 2 points apiece for Ashley Nelson and Maggie Marnin for Northwest as well. That three by Schenkinger was the only three-pointer of the first half for Northwest. They were one of 15 from three-point range as a team. On the other side for Iowa State, leading the way in scoring for them is Chelsea Poppins, their All-American candidate. She had 11 first-half points, 6 rebounds as well, leading all rebounders in this game so far. 5 points apiece for Hallie Christofferson and Bryn Williamson, both of them hitting three-pointers in the first half. 3 points apiece for Anna Prinz and Nicole Wiskowski. Wiskowski was one of four from three-point range for Prinz. She was one of two at the free throw line, 0 of 3 outside the arc. A couple of points for Amaya Bingley and a point in the first half for Fallon Ellis, going one of two at the free throw line. The team totals, Northwest 5 of 27 from the field, shooting just 18.5% in this one so far. 25% shooting for Iowa State. They were 10 of 40 from the field. From three-point range, we mentioned Northwest 1 of 15. Iowa State was 4 of 20 from outside the arc. At the free throw line, Northwest did not attempt one. Only one foul called against Iowa State in the first half. For the Cyclones, they were 6 of 8. At the free throw line, they also out-rebounded Northwest 37-14. Of those 37 rebounds, 15 were offensive rebounds for Iowa State. They scored 10 points off of second chances in the first half. Also, some of the other numbers, turnovers, both teams with 7 in the first half. Iowa State with 6 assists, 4 assists for Northwest Missouri State on their 11 points. And in the paint, 8 points for Iowa State. Northwest yet to score inside the paint. Each team with a couple of points off of turnovers in the first half as well. 6 points off the bench for Iowa State. Northwest getting all of their scoring from their 5 starters tonight. The scoring are from 4 of their 5 starters. Maggie Marnin, Ashley Nelson, Victoria Naylor, and Timber Schenkinger doing the scoring for the Bearcats in the first half of this one. So again, it all adds up to a 30-11 lead for Iowa State over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get you ready for the second half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back in Ames, just about a minute or so away from the start of the second half. 30-11, Iowa State's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Both teams heading over to the sidelines to huddle up before taking the court for the second half of this one. Northwest Missouri State women, I'm sure, really not needing to change a lot with the shooting. You can't really change that. You just need to get comfortable, keep taking shots, and hope that some of them start to fall.
Yeah, just staying their offense. It's been good as far as getting some open looks. They just have to start taking those. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, might be rushing it just a little bit due to the speed and quickness that they're anticipating out of Iowa State. But they've had some open looks. Just take the time, go through their normal shooting motion, and see what happens there. And I think if they get a couple of those to start falling, might see a lot more confidence out of them offensively.
Iowa State will have the basketball to start this second half. Again, leading it 30-11 over Northwest Missouri State. And for Northwest, Maggie Marnin, Timber Schechinger, Victoria Naylor, Ashley Nelson, and Ashley Thayer starting off the second half for the Cats. Iowa State will be working right to left in the second half as Chelsea Poppins steps out of midcourt to inbound it. Gets it in the backcourt for Nikki Moody. And Moody will bring it up the floor against Naylor. Across the timeline, over to the left side, onto the wing. Gets a pick. Naylor knocks it away. It rolls loose. Moody still can't handle it. Finally picked up by Anna Prinz. Out near the sideline on the left side. She'll hand it back for Moody. And Moody will skip it across to the right side. Nearly knocked away by Nelson. But tipped inside. Poppins with the left hand. Got the shot to go. And she'll go to the free throw line with a three-point play opportunity. Drawing the foul inside. This one going against Maggie Marnin. And that's going to be the fourth against Marnin.
Tough foul there. You'd like to see Marnin out on the floor a lot more. Now she's going to be forced to come over and sit down for a while.
Poppins already 4-of-4 at the free throw line. All of those coming in the first half, obviously, with just 24 seconds gone by in this one so far. So Poppins will step to the line here with 13 points. Try to make it 14. The free throw off the front of the rim. Rebound for Alexis Bay. Outlet goes out to Naylor. 30 seconds into the second half. Naylor working with it outside the center circle. Now on to the right side for Bay. Skip across to Naylor on the left wing. Out to Nelson, top of the key. Bounce pass down to the baseline tip, but Bay will chase it down. Now Bay spins on the wing, picks up the dribble to Naylor, top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. She tries to drive, and a foul is going to be called against Iowa State. And this one will go against Nikki Moody. The reach by Moody is her first, team's first. And the inbound from the baseline left will come from Naylor. Naylor with the 6'7 Anna Prinz in front of her. Naylor just 5'6. Able to get the inbound on the left side. Now out to Naylor, top of the key. Wanted to drive, cut off, still guarded by Prinz. Goes on the drive, tripped up, goes to the floor. And this will be an inbound on the baseline right. Anna Prinz will be called for her first foul. So a couple of quick ones. That's twice as many as they were called for in the entire first half. And the inbound from Naylor into the paint. Shot up by Bay. Blocked away. Got the rebound. Follow no. And this time Prinz out of there with it for Iowa State. Cats are stuck on 11. Over to the right side. Prinz. Prinz looking inside. Poppins. Shot off the glass is good for Chelsea Poppins. That's 15 for Poppins. And it's a 34-11 lead for Iowa State. Top of the key, Schechinger, onto the right side, finds Bay. Bay now up top. Shot by Thayer, the three blocked away. Bryn Williamson got a hand on it, then got the rebound, gives it up for Moody. Moody on the drive, kick into the right corner, shot fake by Christofferson to Prinz. Now over to the left side, Williamson, bounce pass into Poppins. Shot blocked away, but a foul call coming against Timber Schechinger. And that will be the first on Schechinger. 18:25 to play, and a couple more free throws coming up for Chelsea Poppins for Iowa State. Had her first miss at the free throw line just a few moments ago. Her first one here is off the front of the rim. She's now 4-of-6 at the line in this game. 15 points for Poppins.
Cooled off a little bit from halftime.
34-11 the lead for Iowa State. The second free throw for Poppins. In and out, that won't go. And Schechinger with the rebound for Northwest. It's the outlet to Naylor. She'll bring it across midcourt with the dribble to the top of the key. Now over to the right wing. Expires the dribble. Gets it to Thayer up top. Thayer on to the left side, Nelson. Nelson to Schechinger. Open, thought about a three. Instead over to Naylor on the right side. She'll drive down to the baseline. Double teamed, and a foul is going to be called. The reach in on Moody. That'll be two on Nikki Moody. Third team foul and an inbound on the baseline right for Northwest. Taylor looking to inbound it. Wanted to lob it. Now will. Over to the right side for Bay. Near the sideline. Picked up by Christopherson. Now between the circles. Naylor. Guarded by Prin. 6-7 against 5-7. A three-pointer on the way off the front of the rim. Rebound for Poppins. Gives it up to Moody. Moody will bring it across midcourt. Over to the left side. Now out top of the key. Lob pass from Poppins into Prins. Tried to go up with the shot. Draws the foul. Looked like she had just lost her balance, but Timber Schechinger right there will be called for the foul. That will be her second. A couple of them in this second half, and with 17:46 to play, Anna Prins goes to the free throw line to shoot two. She is one of two from there so far.
Let us head Prins double team down low, but still giving up a lot of height to her.
First free throw off the front of the rim. 17:46 to play. 34-11, Iowa State's lead. Prin's second free throw is up and good. So she hit one of two, now 2 of 4 at the line in the game. 5 points for Anna Prins. That's a 35-11 lead for the Cyclones. Naylor across midcourt. Works at top of the key for Schechinger. Schechinger onto the right side for Bay. To Naylor, now out top to Nelson. Nelson with a dribble, gives it up for Bay. Beyond the arc, left side, now on the wing for Naylor. Naylor looking inside, nothing there. Went to Thayer, who had cut away from the ball. Moody picks it up, and she'll have an open layup the other way. Nikki Moody with the layup, first points of the game for the point guard for Iowa State. 37-11, the lead for the Cyclones, 17-11 to play. And the pass to Schechinger, nearly tipped away by Poppins, but Schechinger will chase it down to Bay, top of the key. Bay looked to go right with it, now instead goes left to Naylor. Into the corner for Nelson. Nelson skips it over to the right there. The baseline for Bay. Bay drives on Prins. Up with the hook shot. Good for Alexis Bay. Bay with her first point. That ends a long scoring drought for Northwest. 37-13 the lead for Iowa State. Moody with it out between the circles. Works at top of the key. Poppins. Now into the right corner for Christopherson. Christopherson with a couple of dribbles. Works it back out top of the key for Poppins. On to the left side. That's Williamson. Over to the right for Moody. Underneath Prins. Shot off the glass. Good for Anna Prins. 7 for Prins. 39-13. Iowa State's lead over Northwest. 16-18 to play in this game. Schechinger works it over to the right side for Bay. Bay to Naylor. Inside for Nelson. Top of the key. Thayer will work it left side to Bay. Now to the right, Nelson. Starts a drive, kicks it out. Schechinger, left wing three, nothing but net. Schechinger with her second three of the ball game. All of her points coming from outside of the arc, 39-16. Iowa State with the lead in the basketball, inside 16 minutes to play. Moody to the top of the key, goes on the drive, up with the runner off the glass, but a reach-in foul before she took the shot. And this foul will go against Victoria Naylor. That'll be the first on Naylor. It'll be Iowa State basketball when we come back. 39-16, the Cyclones lead over Northwest Missouri State. 15:49 to play. We're back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back out at Hilton Coliseum, 39-16, the lead for Iowa State over Northwest Missouri State. 15:49 to play in the ball game. The Cats with a couple of buckets, including a three from Timber Schechinger, and that ended a long scoring drought for Northwest that lasted about 9:46, spanning the tail end of the first half to the first few minutes of this second half. And hopefully a couple of shots going down will open up the shooting a little bit, give the Cats a little bit of confidence.
Yeah, and getting knocking down a couple threes there helps out as well. And we'll just see. Hopefully that'll, as you mentioned, they keep going on there. But Northwest looking a little bit better, I think, with the offense early in this one, just a little more confidence running the plays as well.
Northwest will be taking on Peru State on Saturday night at Bearcat Arena in an exhibition. That's set for a 6:30 tip-off on Saturday at Bearcat Arena. 39-16 here, Iowa State's lead. Cats a little late getting out onto the floor. The official giving them some extra time. And now an inbound coming from the baseline right for Iowa State. Coming from Nicole Bliskowski, gets it to the right. A drive, a shot up by Bingley, no good. Rebound, Prinz tips it to herself. Misses the follow, but draws a foul. Will go to the free throw line, and that will be on Timber Schechinger. All three of her fouls have come in this second half. 15:43 to play, and Anna Prinz goes to the free throw line to shoot two. First of the two free throws off the front of the rim, off the backboard, and in. Prinz now 3 of 5 at the free throw line, and this one 8 points for the senior out of Broomfield, Colorado. Merritt E. Scott checking back into the Bearcat lineup. Schechinger will come to the sideline. And Prinz will get a second free throw attempt. That one is on the way, and it rattles out. Rebound for Annie Matthews, who gets the outlet ahead to Monique Stevens. Stevens will work it over to the left side, a drive to the baseline, Thayer, bounce pass into Bay, backs it out on the dribble. Now works it to Stevens between the circles, over to the right side. Matthews with it at the elbow, gets it to Stevens, top of the key. Stevens with a couple of dribbles, onto the right, Thayer, a three-pointer on the way, that one's too strong. Rebound inside for Iowa State as Amaya Bingley comes out of there with it for the Cyclones. Works it up the right side of the floor. Now expires the dribble, being pressured by Stevens. Got away with an offensive foul, still holding on to it. Now will hand it on the right side for Hagedorn. Hagedorn gets it out to Bliskowski, who dribbles to the left wing. Bliskowski with a crossover, the drive, the kick into the corner. One dribble for Hagedorn. Expires it, gives it up for Bliskowski. 7 on the shot clock, top of the key. Shot fake, drive by Bingley, gets rid of it. Now at the free throw line, Ellis down to the baseline right. Prinz with a shot off the front of the rim. Annie Matthews with a rebound, a good defensive stand by Northwest. Monique Stevens takes the outlet, brings it across the timeline to Matthews at the top of the key. On to the left side for Bay. Drive down the lane, runner off the glass, won't go, but Bay, she draw a foul, or did they call that offensive? They called it offensive on Alexis Bay. Cats just can't catch a break tonight. Third foul on Bay.
Getting up a little gingerly as well as she fell to the floor there.
And she rolled her right ankle and is battling an ankle injury as Emily Howder will check into the lineup for Northwest and take the place of Alexis Bay. Three-quarter court pressure now coming from Northwest. Inbound will come to the right side for Amaya Bingley. Long pass down court over to the left, Hagedorn. Hagedorn with the dribble, out to Bingley, top of the key, now to the free throw line. Ellis over to the left side, a three on the way from Hagedorn. Nothing but net for Ashley Hagedorn. First three of the game for Hagedorn, 43-16 the lead for Iowa State. Over to the left side, Merritt E. Scott, top of the key for Matthews. On to the right side it goes. Working over to the wing, Stevens backs it out. Couple of dribbles, now top of the key, Howder. On to the left side for Matthews. Into the corner it goes for Raquel Goldson. Goldson up with a shot, no good. Rebound for Iowa State. Goldson, a junior out of Orlando, Florida. Her first season with Northwest. A three on the left side for Iowa State. And the transition three by Nicole Bliskowski. 6 points for her. All of them coming outside the arc. And Northwest Missouri State will inbound it on the near sideline after the ball knocked away on the inbound by Amaya Bingley. Or are they going to say it's Iowa State basketball? Yes. So the Cyclones will have it here with 13:49 to play. And now we've got a push called. One official signaled it against Prinz. The other one signaled it against Northwest. And unfortunately, the official that called it against Northwest will win out here. And it will be the 17th foul against the Cats. So that will send Anna Prinz to the free throw line. Annie Matthews whistle for her second for Northwest. And Prinz with the 1-1 opportunity here. Free throw on the way. Good. So she'll get a second opportunity. 9 points tonight for Prinz. She averaged 8 points a game last season for the Cyclones. Her second free throw on this trip on the way. And that one is good. So she knocks down both. 10 points for Anna Prinz. 48-16, the lead for Iowa State. Outer works it over to the right side for Matthews. Drive down to the baseline. Now out to Goldson, top of the key. Goldson works it over to the right for Merity Scott. To the left for Howder. On to the right. A drive. Stevens kick out. Howder with the jumper too strong. Prinz with the rebound for Iowa State. Gets it out for Amaya Bingley. Bingley across the timeline to the left wing. Bingley being pressured by Stevens. Now gets a pick. Goes on the drive for Prinz. Over to the right side. A three-pointer on the way. Bliskowski no good. Rebound tip. Prinz comes up with it at the top of the key. Now will be called for a travel as she tries to spin away from Merity Scott. That will give it back to Northwest with 13:09 to go. ...48-16 the lead for Iowa State. Stevens across the timeline. Works it over to the right side on the wing. Matthews, left side. Stevens, three on the way. Off the front of the rim and in for Monique Stevens. Stevens with her first points as a Bearcat. The junior out of Australia, transferring in from Southeast Community College in Beatrice, Nebraska. And it is a 48-19 game. Iowa State with the lead of the basketball. 12:45 to go. At the high post right, Ellis lobs it down to Prinz. A kick-out pass by Prinz as she was falling out of bounds. Sails past Ashley Hagedorn and out of bounds. So Northwest Missouri State gets it back with 12:39 to go. Stevens will take the inbound and bring it up the floor. She gets it across midcourt, dribbles over to the left side, leaves it for Goldson. Raquel Goldson to the top of the key, down the right side of the lane, tries to leave it out for Merity Scott, overthrows the pass. It sails out of bounds and will go back to Iowa State. 48-19, the lead for the Cyclones. Pass to Prinz at midcourt, spins, gets it ahead to Bliskowski on the left side. Skip over to the right side. Hesitation by Bingley. A drive, a runner off the front of the rim. Matthews with the rebound for Northwest. To Stevens. Across the timeline right to the wing. Started a drive. Cut off. Picks up the dribble to Matthews. Top of the key. Left side for Goldson. Goldson over to the right. Howder. And now away from the ball. An offensive foul called against Northwest. Illegal screen called against Northwest. And it is Merity Scott that is whistled for the foul. Excuse me, that is Stevens' call for her first. Three-quarter court pressure now as Iowa State inbounds the basketball. So we hit 12 minutes to play. Prinz with it at midcourt. Spins, works it over to the left side, Bliskowski. Bliskowski's pass inside, tipped by Merity Scott. She gets the steal. Scott down the lane, layup off the glass. Good for Merity Scott. First points for the junior from Maryville, and it is a 48-21 game. Iowa State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Inside 12 to play. Bingley brings it across the timeline, left side. Now tries to get around Stevens, knocks her to the floor, spins, tries to get by Howder, who reaches in and commits the foul. That'll be the first on Emily Howder. 48-21, the lead for Iowa State over the Northwest Missouri State women. 11:34 to play. We're back to Ames, Iowa in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
KXCV KRNW has teamed up with students from Northwest Missouri State University's Student Athlete Advisory Committee to raise food and funding to fight hunger in our region. On Saturday, November 10th, prior to the Bearcat football game, Northwest students and KXCV KRNW staff members will be stationed at the entrance gates to Bearcat Stadium. Barrels will be in place for fans to drop off non-perishable food items, and cash donations will be accepted. Football fans are encouraged to donate one non-perishable food item or a single dollar as they enter the stadium.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa, 48-21. The Northwest Missouri State women trailing Iowa State with 11:34 to play in this exhibition matchup. Busy Saturday coming your way along the Bearcat Radio Network and on the Northwest Missouri State campus. Bearcat football team in action with a 2:30 kick in the homecoming game against Emporia State. We'll be on the air at 1:30 with Bearcat game day on Saturday afternoon. And then the Northwest women's basketball team in action at Bearcat Arena in a 6:30 tip. Again, both of those are time changes from what's originally on the schedule for Saturday. So hopefully you can take in a lot of Bearcat green this Saturday in Maryville. Coming out of the timeout, Amaya Bingley goes to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity for the Cyclones. First trip to the line for her tonight. The free throw no good. And Poppins came out of there with the basketball. We've got a whistle and a foul and another one coming against Northwest. And Poppins will get a 1-1 opportunity for Iowa State. Emily Howder called for her second.
Both teams shooting a lot better in the second half than they did in the first half. Unfortunately for Northwest, Iowa State shooting 6 of 10 from the field here in the second half, and Northwest just 4 of 11.
That is actually the double bonus for Poppins, which really doesn't matter because she did knock down the first. She'll get a second chance. That one off the front of the rim. The long rebound chased down. Poppins came up with it, rolled around with it, throws it away, and it's picked up by Goldson. Goldson with a bounce pass over to Stevens. A shot on the way off the back of the rim. Rebound for Poppins. Switch the outlet over to Moody. Nikki Moody across midcourt. Lobs it inside, tipped away by Stevens, picked up on the left wing by the Cyclones. Now back inside it goes. Ellis with the shot up off the glass. Fallon Ellis with her first field goal of the game. 3 points total, 51-21. Iowa State's lead over Northwest with 11 minutes to play. Stevens over to the left side, tries to give it out for Goldson. It is tipped loose and picked up by Ellis for Iowa State. Now a long pass down court. Poppins running the floor with the layup off the glass. 18 for Poppins as some of the energy has gone out from Northwest Missouri State here. A timeout for head coach Mark Kellogg. 10:52 to go, 53-21 the lead for Iowa State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
53-21, the lead for the Iowa State women over Northwest Missouri State, 10:52 to play. Here at the Hilton Coliseum, second Division I matchup for a Northwest team this week as the Northwest men went down to play the University of Missouri, the 15th-ranked team in the nation in Division I, and we saw why. That is a very talented basketball team.
Yeah, they just opened up that game real early, and you really have to hand it to Northwest coming back after that initial barrage of points in defense that Missouri played against Northwest. Came back second half, and they were only outscored by one in the second half. They're a very good Tiger team, so I think that bodes well for Northwest that they were able to settle down and play well the rest of the way, and hopefully they can carry that over into the regular season.
Northwest will have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Emily Howder, Monique Stevens, also Raquel Goldson, Annie Matthews, and Merity Scott on the floor for Northwest. Stevens will bring it up the floor for the Cats. Stevens and Naylor have been playing the bulk of the point guard duties tonight. Merity Scott on the left side, now with the crossover into the paint to Stevens. Left wing three on the way, off the right side of the rim. Rebound fought for inside, and Iowa State will come out of there with it as Fallon Ellis is up with the basketball. Gets it out to Nikki Moody. Moody to Ellis at the top of the key. Onto the right side for Bingley. Bingley dribbles around Howder into the paint. Now kicks it out left side. Up with the three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound tipped out. Howder will come up with it for Northwest. Gets it ahead to Stevens. Across the timeline with it. Over to the left side for Howder. Howder on to the right. Matthews just inside the arc. Now brings it top of the key. Gives it up for Goldson. Goldson dribbles with it. Works it to Merity Scott on the right wing. Inside it goes to Matthews. Matthews with a dribble. Up with the left-handed hook. It's good for Annie Matthews. First points for Matthews tonight. 53-23. Iowa State with the lead in the basketball. 9:50 to play. Bounce pass goes inside for Ellis. A couple of dribbles for her. Shot inside is good for Fallon Ellis. 5 points for Ellis. 55-23 Iowa State. 9:37 to play. Matthews over to the right side for Stevens. Hook pass inside for Howder. Jumper up from 10 off the back of the rim. And the rebound comes to Fallon Ellis for Iowa State. Now ahead to Poppins. Poppins under the bucket. Gets control. Misses the shot. Rebound and follow. High off the glass. Good for Hallie Christofferson. 7 for Christofferson. That's her first points of this second half. And it's a 57-23 lead for Iowa State. Howder with it at the top of the key for Northwest Missouri State. On to the left side. Matthews with the jumper from 15. Rattles out. Rebound for Moody. Moody will come out of there with the dribble. To the free throw line. Down the lane. Layup off the right side. No good. Poppins the rebound and follow is good. 20 for Chelsea Poppins. Now we've got a timeout here for Northwest. 8:51 to go. 59-23 the lead for Iowa State. We're back to Ames in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back in Ames, Iowa, Northwest Missouri State will have the basketball coming out of the timeout, 8:51 to play, 59-23 the lead for the Cyclones. Tiller Naylor back in the lineup, running the point for the Cats. Gets it to the high post left for Matthews. Back to Naylor, top of the key, right side. Schechinger takes a three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Chelsea Poppins for Iowa State. Poppins gets it out to Moody. Moody with a bounce pass that is kicked by Naylor. So an inbound coming for the Cyclones. On the left sideline. One of them needs to decide who's going to inbound it. Looks like Hallie Christofferson will step out. Gets it out to Poppins, top of the key. Wanted to go back to Christofferson. Instead, into the corner, Moody. Up to Christofferson on the left wing. Top of the key for Poppins. 8:24 to play. Left wing three for Moody is good. Nikki Moody with her first three-pointer of the game. 5 for her, all coming in the second half. Naylor up top, fakes the three. Into Marnin, over to the right side. Schechinger, shot fake, drive to the free throw line. Matthews out to Naylor. Left side for Nelson. Nelson on the drive at the free throw line, up with the runner. It's off the front of the rim, and Nelson draws the foul. Will go to the free throw line and shoot two. They call the foul on Hallie Christofferson. That is her first. And Nelson to the line. Be the first free throw attempts for Northwest tonight. She'll have two of them. A couple of points for Nelson coming back in the first half. First free throw on the way. Good. Second one coming up for the sophomore out of Omaha. A lot of players that it feels like we've seen for a while, but are just sophomores for Northwest. Second one good for Nelson as well. 4 points for her. 62-25 Iowa State's lead. 8 minutes to play here at the Hilton Coliseum. Pass goes ahead to Fallon Ellis, still in the backcourt. She'll leave it for Bingley. Bingley to the top of the key. Inside for Ellis. Squares. Gets it down to Poppins. Shot off the glass. Good for Chelsea Poppins.
One thing we're seeing out of Iowa State here in the second half, for more concentrated effort to take advantage of their height inside and getting a lot of shots in the block here in the half.
7:38 to go. Ball knocked out of bounds on the baseline, and it rolled along to Northwest Missouri State. It is out off of Amaya Bingley, And the Cats will have the basketball after a timeout. 7:37 to go, 64-25, Iowa State's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa, 64-25. Iowa State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 7:37 to play in this ball game. I think we've seen some good things out of Northwest tonight. Obviously, some things to build on, as we kind of expected, and hearing from Coach Mark Kellogg, but been a lot of positives in this game as well.
Yeah, I think so. Just the fact that Northwest hasn't backed down to a very skilled and a very quick, also a team that's a lot taller than Northwest. They haven't been intimidated by any of that. It's just a matter of, I think, especially in the first half, executing some shots that were given to them that didn't fall. Here in the second half, I think you're seeing Iowa State work a little more inside on the offense and kind of build things up where they were trying to rely on the perimeter shot in the first half, and that's one of the big differences.
Northwest will inbound on the baseline right. Victoria Naylor steps out to trigger it in. Naylor has the 6'7 Anna Prinz in front of her. The inbound right side for Nelson. Out top for Schechinger. Left side, Naylor. 18-footer on the way. In and out won't go. Nice rebound by Marnin. Kick out for Naylor. Behind her a bit, but she chases it down and will reset the offense for the Cats. To the high post for Matthews. Matthews squares, gets it into Marnin on the right block. Now to the baseline. Schechinger comes out in the right corner. Bounce pass into Marnin. Kick out Naylor right wing. Inside for Marnin. Sails past her and goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Iowa State. 7:14 to go, 64-25, Iowa State's lead. Cats were stuck on 11 in this game for just about 10 minutes. That's where Iowa State started to open up a lead. A left wing three on the way from Bryn Williamson, no good. And then on the rebound, a foul is going to be called. This one will go against Anna Prinz. That will be the second on Prinz. Good position inside by Schechinger, and Prinz trying to get space and get inside. Called for that foul. They go inside, 7 minutes to play. Naylor brings it across midcourt on the left side. Works it to Matthews, top of the key. Over to the left for Marnin. Open, 17-footer up off the front of the rim. Naylor gets the rebound for Northwest. Knocked away. Goes to the floor after it. Trying to get out of three players for Iowa State. We'll have a held ball. And the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. Cats will inbound on the baseline right, or are they going to do it on the sideline? Looks like they'll bring it out to the near sideline. 6:42 to go. Cats with 27 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Schechinger takes the inbound, gets it to Naylor over on the right side. She'll put up a quick three. That one banked home for Victoria Naylor. 7 points for Naylor, her first three of the game. And with 6.5 to go, it's a 64-28 lead for the Cyclones. Maya Bingley to the top of the key. Finds Amanda Zimmerman, who gets it underneath to Prinz. Prinz with the shot off the glass. 12 for her. 66-28 the lead for Iowa State. Matthews with it at the top of the key. Puts it on the floor once. Works it to Marnin on the right wing. Marnin out top for Nelson. Nelson dribbles over to the left side. Now tries to work it back to the right. Gets it up top for Naylor. Naylor to Nelson. Nelson over to the right. Schechinger, a three-pointer on the way. Off the front of the rim. Rebound picked up by Bingley for Iowa State. Quick pass down court for Williamson. Over to the right corner. A three on the way from Bliskowski. No good. Rebound tipped by Prinz. Bliskowski with it. Tries to go on the drive and then called for a travel as she looked to kick the pass out to Bingley, top of the key. And now the Cats will bring in a couple of substitutes. Courtney Jensen, a 5'10 sophomore, will see her first action. Ashley Thayer will check back into the lineup. And Denise McEnany, a 5'7 sophomore out of Tarkio, out onto the floor for the first time tonight for the Cats. 5:42 to go. Northwest basketball. Jensen on the right wing gets it inside. McEnany back out to Jensen. DeMarnin around to the left wing for Matthews. Matthews to McEnany, top of the key. She'll work it back over to the left for Thayer. Thayer gives it up for Jensen. Jensen skips it across to McEnany. Now on the right, Matthews, shot fake, drive, shot up, knocked away, but a foul. We'll send Annie Matthews to the free throw line. She'll get two opportunities from there. The Iowa State foul is called on Amanda Zimmerman. That is the first on Zimmerman.
Case were working their offense very well. It resulted in getting a good luck inside, passing the ball around, got inside, and now a chance to go to the free throw line.
First one, no good for Matthews. 66-28, the lead for Iowa State. 5:22 to go. The second free throw good for Matthews. 3 points in the ball game for her, all those coming in the second half. And it's a 66-29 game. Iowa State with a basketball. Bingley across the timeline. Now to the right elbow. Zimmerman up with a 15-footer, and it's good. Amanda Zimmerman with her first 2 points. And it's a 68-29 game. Iowa State with the lead. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. On to the left side it goes for Matthews. Kicks it right. McEnany takes the three, and hard to the floor goes Maggie Marnin. And a foul away from the ball. The shot did not go. So the foul against Iowa State and Nicole Boskowski. That's the first on her, and Marnin goes to the free throw line for Northwest. She'll have a one-and-one opportunity from there.
Well, you probably hear the thud from where we're at, courtside there. See, you hit the floor hard.
Run into the one-and-one, won't go, and the rebound for Iowa State. Prinz comes out of there with it, works it ahead to Bingley. 68-29 lead for the Cyclones, 4:50 to play. On the right side, Bingley dribbles with it, gets a screen from Prinz, doesn't use it, down to the baseline, into a double team, up into the lane, gets it for Zimmerman. Zimmerman into the left corner, a three on the way, and good for Nicole Boskowski. Her third three of the game, all of her points coming from outside the arc. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball, down 71-29. Marnin over to the left side for Thayer. Thayer to Marnin. Now tried to go inside, the pass tipped by Prinz, but Jensen picks it up on the right side. Top of the key, McEnany, 8 on the shot clock. Right side, Jensen starts a drive, cut off, over to the left tip. Thayer up with it. Drives, kicks it out. Marnin with the jumper. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped by McEnany, who is pushed from behind by Boskowski. And Nicole Boskowski will be called for her second. And it'll be a one-and-one opportunity for Denise McEnany for Northwest. McEnany, a 5'7 sophomore out of Tarkio. Spins the basketball. Front end of the one-and-one. Good. So a second opportunity coming up for McEnany. 71-30 lead for Iowa State. Second free throw good for McEnany. So she gets them both. And now the inbound pass is thrown away. It goes off the fingertips of Bingley and out of bounds. So Northwest Missouri State forces the turnover with 4:03 to go. And will inbound. Free throw line extended on their own end. Jensen gets it into Thayer, out between the circles. Now top of the key for Matthews. Matthews with one dribble, over to the left for Marnin. Marnin gets it onto the right side, Jensen, inside to Matthews. Shot fake by Matthews, a dribble, spins, shot off the glass, too strong. Rebound fought for inside. Out of there with it is Amanda Zimmerman for Iowa State. Gets it out to Williamson, to the top of the key. Works it over to the right side, now hands it off. Bingley with it. 3:38 to play, Bingley holding it on her hip. Now gets a screen from Prinz. Drive down the left side of the lane. Shot fake. Picks up the dribble. Out top of the key. A three from Williamson is good. Second three of the game for Bryn Williamson. 8 points for her. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball down 74-31. 3:19 to go. Over to the left side in the corner for Jensen. Her pass inside tipped away. Boskowski comes up with it. A one-on-two opportunity. Boskowski now will spin. Kick it out. Bingley on the drive, the runner from 10 off the front of the rim. Zimmerman the rebound. Skips it over to the right side. Bingley inside. Prinz shot off the glass. No. Jensen the rebound. Excuse me. Matthews the rebound for Northwest. Outlet ahead to Thayer on the left side. Thayer to Jensen between the circles. Now to Matthews on the right. Under 3 minutes to play. Left side, Marnin, 17-footer off the back of the rim. The long rebound chased in the corner, knocked away from Bleskowski by Denise McEnany. Goes out of bounds, and Iowa State will have the basketball after a timeout. 2:45 to go, 74-31, the lead for Iowa State over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Ames, Iowa, 2:45 to go in this women's matchup, 74-31. Iowa State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Northwest women will be facing Peru State at home on Saturday evening, a 6:30 tip at Bearcat Arena. 6:10, the pregame show along the Bearcat Radio Network on Saturday, following football Saturday afternoon at Bearcat Stadium. Northwest Missouri State and Emporia State, that homecoming matchup, a 2:30 kickoff. 1:30, Bearcat game day will get started along the Bearcat Radio Network on Saturday afternoon.
What a long day of sports, but it's a fun day. It's it kind of caps off a fun weekend as a homecoming activity, the football, and then a chance to see this women's basketball team Saturday night against a Peru State team. Team gets over on the other side in Nebraska, coming over for a matchup. And, according to what Coach Gallagher was talking about, he's really looking to see how this Northwest team will perform against Peru State more than what he's even looking for after tonight. He just wants to see, get on the floor here and kind of point out some of the things that they've been talking about in practice they need to improve on. And then he'd like to see those improvements start to show up on the floor on Saturday night.
Iowa State with the basketball coming out of the timeout, leading at 74-31, a pass down low. Bobbled, shot by Fallon Ellis, blocked. She got the rebound and the follow. 7 points now for Ellis. 76-31 Iowa State. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Andy Matthews with it at the top of the key. Works it over to the left side. Marnin into the corner. Jensen fake right. Goes left. Tried to get it into Matthews, who's pushed from behind. This will go against Fallon Ellis. That will be the first on Ellis. And another one-and-one opportunity for Northwest before they go into the double bonus. Andy Matthews will step to the free throw line. She is one of two at the line in this game. All of Northwest's free throws tonight have come in the second half. Front end of the 1-1 off the back of the rim. The long rebound pulled down by Ashley Hagedorn for Iowa State. Out to the right side, she gets it to Ellie Agrenbright. Agrenbright saw some time late in the first half as well. Dribbles down to the baseline. Pass out to the right wing. Now top of the key, Hagedorn takes a three off the left side of the rim. McEnany chases it down as we go inside 2 minutes to play. Northwest Missouri State up with it. Thayer on the left wing. Inside to Matthews. Double team. Kick out. McEnany to Marnin. Over to the right for Jensen. Jensen will get it to the top of the key for Matthews. Now back over to Jensen on the right side. Gets it to Thayer. Thayer with a dribble to Marnin, top of the key. Over to the left side, Matthews. Matthews back up top. Gets it for Thayer. Eight on the shot clock. Thayer backs it out. Now gets a screen for Matthews. Tries to drive. Cut off, and it's taken away. Amanda Zimmerman with the steal. Zimmerman gives it up to Argenbright, who gets the shot off the glass on the right side. And now a turnover against Northwest on the inbound. We'll give it right back to Iowa State with 1:22 to go. Emily Howder checks into the lineup for Northwest, takes the place of Annie Matthews. And the inbound will come on the baseline left for Iowa State. Agrenbright gets it in to the left side for Ellis. Ellis looks inside, gets it there for Zimmerman, the up and under move. Doesn't get her in her space. Out to Agrenbright, who puts up a three, no good. And the rebound for Ashley Thayer with 1:10 to play. Thayer at the top of the key, onto the right side for Howder. Howder over to Thayer. Thayer gets it on the left wing. Skip pass from Jensen to McEnany. Into the corner for Howder. Howder inside to Marnin. Marnin to the free throw line, taken away. Bleskowski with the steal. She'll get an open layup the other way for Iowa State. Under a minute to go, 80-31, the lead for Iowa State. Howder with it out between the circles, over to the left side for Thayer. Thayer with a dribble, onto the right wing to Marnin. Marnin skips it over to McEnany, open from 17, the shot off the back of the rim, the long rebound, McEnany followed it, up with the follow-up, no good, but draws a foul. Or did it get knocked out of bounds? Nope, it is a foul, so McEnany will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Nicole Bleskowski called for the foul. So McEnany will get a couple of opportunities here, the first one good. Second one coming up for McEnany. 30 seconds to play in this one. And that free throw is good. 80-33, Iowa State's lead. Over to the right side across midcourt comes Agron-Bright. Picked up by Thayer. Agron-Bright onto the left side. Gets into the wing for Hagedorn. Back to Agron-Bright. Out top of the key, Zimmerman. Spins right side, Bleskowski. Now to Agron-Bright. Between the circles, 8 seconds to go. To Zimmerman at the free throw line, out to Agron-Bright. Agron-Bright holding on to it out between the circles. Now backs it out, and that'll do it. 80-33, your final. Iowa State with the win over Northwest Missouri State here in Ames, Iowa. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more from the Hilton Coliseum after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at the Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa, the Northwest Missouri State women with a loss in exhibition play to Iowa State, 80-33. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, I think it was kind of a mix of what we thought. We knew that Iowa State was probably going to come away with the win here tonight. I thought we saw more good play out of Northwest maybe than what we had anticipated coming in. You knew maybe they showed some signs, but I really liked the way they played tonight against the Division I opponent.
Yeah, I like the fact that they didn't really seem intimidated against Iowa State. They came out, tried to work the ball inside, tried to work their offense some, and they were able to at times, just didn't get the shots to fall in on defense. Very physical inside, and they didn't back down to the physicality. Really the big key, one or several, but you look, the height was just a little too much on the boards. Northwest being out rebounded 61-30, and especially with Iowa State's ability to get some offensive rebounds. I think one of the keys to this one, and Iowa State really working the ball inside it more in the second half than we saw in the first half. But I really like the way Northwest really didn't get intimidated. That was a very good Iowa State team tonight.
And really, offensively, they did a good job for the most part moving the ball, getting open looks. Didn't knock shots down, but that's something that will come. Just getting the open looks is the tough part. That's the part you try to coach. I think when they get into an atmosphere that's a little more on their comfort level, that more of those shots will fall.
And that's something that Coach Kellogg has talked about, that he's trying to stress to the team, is to make that extra pass, to go from maybe having a good shot to, as he says, a great shot with one more pass out of that. And I think we saw some of that tonight. Still, I think there's some work to be done on some of the shot selection, but I think that you're seeing that some of what he wants offensively was accomplished tonight. Now they just have to take it to another level when they get ready for Peru State on Saturday, and then the regular season after that.
80-33, our final score. Iowa State with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State University President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about partnerships Northwest has formed in the area.
Well, we had a signing agreement, John, earlier in the week, North Central Missouri College and Northwest Missouri State University sharing a nursing position, and let me underline that, sharing a nursing position, going 50-50 on a position that will help both institutions, but more importantly, it's not just signing a document, it's helping students go from an RN to a BSN program. It's something that the marketplace is asking institutions to deliver, and it's something that our two institutions, we work so closely with North Central Missouri College, Dr. Neil Nuttall and our colleagues over there, and so it's a great opportunity. We celebrated not just that partnership and that agreement, but really we look ahead to other areas in which we can collaborate and partner. And as Dr. Nuttall talked about in his remarks on campus here, he mentioned that, you know, honestly, we are a bedrock and really something that perhaps is not happening elsewhere around the state, how a 2- and a 4-year institution can work together. And I agree with him. I think that we are a model out there, and you know, it's something that we can continue on in the future.
Also this week, as far as partnerships, a big announcement was made in Burlington Junction about a company coming to Nottoway County that is going to use sorghum as part of their base for some building boards and things, and Northwest played a little bit of a role in that as well.
You know, I think it's not just playing a role in that initial announcement and bringing initially 10 jobs to the area, but more importantly, it's the future. And you know, our ag program and farm manager Jim Hughes and so many others have been involved in the front end of that.
That was the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking with John Coffey this week about partnerships Northwest Missouri State University has formed in the area. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa, 80-33, our final score. Iowa State with the win over Northwest Missouri State. It is time for our Extra Effort Award. And, John, we talked about it in the pregame and a little bit during the ball game. One player for Northwest from Iowa that's actually been here for basketball camp, and one of her coaches she played against and had to guard tonight, Chelsea Poppins, but Timber Schechinger with a nice night for Northwest.
Yes, and she did it in front of about 150 fans from her hometown coming to this game tonight. She ends up 2 of 9 from the field for a total of 6 points. She had 3 rebounds tonight as well. Knocked down a couple of threes for her 2 buckets. Also had a block and a steal, and really a good performance in her first game in the Bearcat green and white.
And for Northwest, leading the way in scoring was Victoria Naylor tonight as she finished with 7 points. The leading rebounder for the Cats was Alexis Bay as she pulled down 4 boards. On the other side for Iowa State, they had 3 players in double-digit scoring, led by Chelsea Poppins, who finished with 22 points and 11 rebounds. Another double-double for her, 11 points apiece for Anna Prinz and Nicole Bleskowski. Bleskowski hitting 3 three-pointers in this one tonight for Iowa State. Iowa State finishing 9 of 31 from three-point range. For Northwest, they were 4 of 26 from outside the arc in this one tonight. But again, 80-33, the final. Iowa State with the win over Northwest Missouri State. We're back with more from Ames, Iowa after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back at Ames, Iowa, 80-33, our final score as Iowa State comes away with an exhibition win over Northwest Missouri State this evening. And now both Bearcat teams have had an opportunity to get on the floor, both against Division I schools, both losses, but we saw positives in both games, and I think we've got some to look forward to. Now, obviously this women's basketball team has a little more building to do than what the men's team does, but I think there's going to be quite a few wins to go around in this season in Bearcat Green.
Yeah, I think we're seeing those young players that were freshmen a year ago for Northwest step up and make some strides during the off season, and again, coming into what can be a very hostile environment here at Hilton Coliseum. They draw well for women's basketball, and they not only do they draw well, but it's a crowd that likes to make a lot of noise, and you go into that environment and not back down to an Iowa State team that I think has to play dividends later in the season when you go on the road. It's some hostile environments in the MIAA. You know, you've gone up against one of the top teams in the nation in Division I even, and know that you can respond to that type of pressure. Now, obviously, you look at the final score and you say, well, maybe response not the right word, but they did a lot of things, and again, didn't appear to be intimidated by what they walked into here tonight, and just build on that. And when you go down and start playing at your own level at Division II now.
We did see a good amount of Bearcat Green here. We talked about it in the pregame, how the Central Iowa alumni group was able to get in here and get a big group that was able to take in the ball game here tonight and see this matchup between Northwest and Iowa State. And joining us now is the head coach of the Northwest women, Mark Kellogg. And, Coach, we really felt like we saw some good things from your team out there. I know you saw some things that the team's going to want to work on, but there really were some positives in this game tonight.
Yeah, no, there were. I mean, I told the girls, you're never going to hear this again. We get beat by 47. That I'm going to tell you there were some positives in there, and we can get better from this, you know. And we didn't make any shots, and I knew we'd have to against their size. We weren't going to get many points in the paint, and you needed to make some perimeter shots. And, you know, other than maybe two, I thought they were good shots in rhythm, sometimes within the offense or most of the time within the offense, and we just didn't get them to go down at all. And we tried to go a little more inside in the second half. Annie made a good move. Alexis scores in there. Maggie needs to get a little stronger and finish and want to finish in there. But that'll be a strength of ours when we get down to our level. We will not place a team with that size the rest of the year, or as talented for that matter. Thought the first half was okay. Defensively in the second half was not very good. You can't give up 50 and a half. You know, you're not going to beat anybody when you do that. But I thought we battled in the first half, and that was encouraging.
Yeah, I did. We did see some long stretches of defensive efforts from your team. We really saw saw Iowa State several times try to take that shot clock down, and your team have a pretty good stand with keeping the ball out on the perimeter.
Yeah, no, we did. We had a lot of possessions where we got them under 5 seconds. You know, the unfortunate part was we didn't finish the possession with a block out and a rebound, and that's what we talk about all the time, is whether you have a great possession or a terrible possession, when the shot goes up, you can make it great if you challenge, block out, and rebound. You just made that possession really good no matter what you did the first 25 seconds, and tonight was pretty indicative of that. Now we're going to get to show them on the film, like, hey, here's exactly what we've been preaching to you guys, is whether it's good or bad, or it's a wide open three and they miss it, just finish your possession, and we made it a great possession all of a sudden, even though we didn't necessarily defend it the fundamental way.
I think there were a couple of things in this game mentally that were a positive for your team. One, they didn't look like they played intimidated. They just came out and played basketball tonight. And another, I know there were some frustrating things in terms of, you know, foul calls, things like that, but they kept their heads in it. They didn't let that get to them.
Yeah, no, they didn't. I don't think we were intimidated by the environment. They were really loose. I don't know if that's good or bad, but they were. You know, we had talked about it a little bit in the locker room before the game, and they all seemed fine. They were relaxed, kind of ready to play. And we talked a little bit about throwing the first punch. Don't wait for them to come out. You know they're going to be big, and they're going to have size, and you're going to get knocked. Don't let them punch you first. Like, let's maybe try to attack here and punch them first. And, yeah, we did a decent job. You know, I mean, we tried. We battled. Obviously, the rebounding's an issue. We didn't get one over the back call, which means we weren't even putting body contact on them to get that call. So regardless that they out-rebounded us, we weren't doing what we were supposed to do. So that's probably what's the most disappointing. We just got to get better offensively. You know, that kind of stuff, timing, those are all messed up. Some of our rotations defensively we messed up. But we can get that stuff figured out. You know, it's, can we play with effort? Can we play together? Can we be a team? And, you know, I think we'll be okay.
And I really think that you mentioned that you feel that this Saturday's game is going to be important, because now you do have some things on film and you can see how you better those here over the next couple of days.
Yeah, no, we do. And we just kind of challenged them that this is similar to an MIAA schedule, where you're going to have the weekday game, whether it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then you're going to have your Saturday game, and you got a day or two in between to watch film, get better, quickly prepare for the next team. And we don't know much about Peru State, so we're still going to make it about us. But it's still that same philosophy. You know, let's watch film, practice a little bit tomorrow, come back Saturday morning, have a little walkthrough, talk about it, and then go get after it. And so that'll be our true test, our true, I guess, to find a little bit of our identity for the following Friday.
All right, Coach, we'll catch up with you Saturday.
Okay, thanks, guys.
That is Mark Kellogg, head coach of Northwest Missouri State. Again, our final score here this evening, 80-33, Iowa State with the win over Northwest. We're back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com, locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Ames, Iowa, to wrap it up this evening. Northwest Missouri State women with a loss 80-33 to Iowa State. And basketball season now fully underway for both teams. And day of rest tomorrow, catch a breather, get all the green gear washed so he can be ready for a big day on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know how much of a day of rest for the girls after a kind of a late night to get back tonight and then kind of hit the floor a little bit on tomorrow. But still, it's that time of year where you're going to play a few games in a row, and you got to get used to it because, as Coach said, that's kind of the once you get into the rhythm of the MIAA, you're playing twice a week, so might as well get used to it right now and go on the floor and kind of take what you learned from the game tonight and go on the floor and make those improvements against Peru State.
Well, the Bearcat women back at it at home on Saturday, a 6:30 tip at Bearcat Arena, 6:10 the pregame show along the Bearcat Radio Network. I guess I should say, depending on what happens with football, it should be okay, but yeah. You never know. But that at least is the tentative plan. But again, a 6:30 tip a little bit later than originally scheduled, and then, of course, football on Saturday afternoon on the Bearcat Radio Network as well. 1:30 Bearcat game day gets started. It is a 2:30 kickoff. Northwest Missouri State and Emporia State in a homecoming game at Bearcat Stadium on Saturday afternoon. Again, 80-33, our final score here from Ames, Iowa. Iowa State with the win over Northwest Missouri State. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Gorder. So long from Hilton Coliseum.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.